Region baseball coverage is on the air. We begin each game day with In the Dugout, brought to you by Vaughn's Printers, 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Now, here's KHAS Sports Director Mike Will.
And good morning. Welcome to Duncan Field. It's day number two of the Johnny Hop Baseball Tournament today. Hastings 5 points back on the diamond as they get ready to take on Lincoln Northeast Judd Brothers. As we spend a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Steve Illingworth. And coach, a good start for you in the tournament yesterday. Wins over Grand Island 6-5, and then last night a 4-3 win over the Millard Sox.
Yeah, that was a really good start for us. Two close wins. We competed well, pitched well, and so I'm very happy with the way we've played so far.
Coupled with a win the other night against Crete, you guys now on a three-game winning streak. And looking back, that's the longest winning streak you've had since the middle of June, so on kind of a little roll here.
Yeah, that is. We just haven't been able to put a streak together. Hopefully we can continue with that today against Northeast.
Tell you what, it was not a case of a lot of offense yesterday, just timely hits. We had six against Grand Island, had two last night against the Millard Sox, and were able to win, but just timely hits when we needed.
Yeah, we got the hits when we needed them. I'd rather we would put up seven or eight in the first inning and make our lives as coaches a lot easier. But, you know, we're struggling right now to score runs. Hopefully we'll break out of that today.
The Grand Island in the leadoff spot, Brady Hoffman picked up three base hits for you, and that's what you want to see out of a leadoff guy.
Yeah, Brady, he started the season really hot, and then he's had like a two-week stretch where, he's just struggled at the plate. It's good to see Brady getting back on top of his game.
You talked about the pitching yesterday. It was not great. Brandon Pangadeban in one game, Matt Overmiller in the other. Those were the two starters, but they were just effective enough to keep us around in the ballgame.
Yeah, both guys did not have their best stuff. I've seen them both a lot better than that. Weren't hitting their spots, didn't have as much movement as usual. But what I was pleased to see, they came in and they battled, and they gave us a lot of innings so we could get to the closer.
And that closer was Kyle Stromer. He picked up a win. He picked up a save in the two ball games yesterday. Four innings of scoreless relief, four strikeouts, gave up just two base hits and one walk. And I know that was pleasing for you.
Yeah, Stro really came in and did the job for us. He likes being a starter, but, the last couple weeks we've had to stick him in there in middle relief. And we noticed in that position he was holding teams for a couple innings. And so yesterday we decided to go with him as the closer, and it worked out well.
Coach, with the area tournament coming up next week, you're going to need four, five, maybe even six pretty strong pitchers to get through the area tournament. Are those positions kind of solidified? Do you know where we're going for next week now?
I really don't right now because of injuries. Joe Kindig hurt his thumb last night sliding into third, so he can't start today. He thinks it's broken. I'm hoping it's just, bruised. So right now we're in a state of flux because we're trying some guys at different positions. So I'm not sure who we're going to pitch in that area tournament. A lot depends on how healthy we are on Monday.
Yeah, Ben Reimer is also nursing a shoulder injury. So we're going to move some guys around, I assume, here in the rest of the weekend. Huh?
Yeah, we do. We're down to basically 10 healthy guys today. So we're going to move guys around and do the best we can.
All right, it's Lincoln Northeast here in game number one. We'll come back and talk about them as our pregame show continues after this.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
Back with Hastings head coach Steve Illingworth. It's Hastings and Lincoln Northeast Judd Brothers here in the next game of the Johnny Hop Baseball Tournament this morning at Duncan Field. Lincoln Northeast, coach, a team that played yesterday over in Kearney. They lost two Kearney runs at 3-2 in the last inning there, and also knocked off North Platte by the score of 7-6. But a pretty good baseball team we'll see here in the opener.
Yeah, they are a very good baseball team. As I said, they were a top 10 finisher in high school baseball this spring in Class A. So, we're going to have to play at the top of our game, and hopefully we can score some runs early to take the pressure off of Dice.
Darren Dice will get to start for us here in game number one. He pitched last Sunday in the loss to a Fremont in the Mike Peterson tournament. Talk about Darren as a pitcher and where he's going this year.
Well, Darren, starting the year, I had a lot of healthy arms, and I was hoping to use him as my closer. But with Gittison going down with the arm injury and the way things have worked out, you know, I've had to start him as I have to today. You know, Dice has got four pitches, and if he's on, we'll be in the baseball game. The thing is, just stay close, see if we can win it at the end.
Probably need some more offense here today to get through these two games.
Yeah, I don't think we can have a performance like our second game where we only got two hits and made five errors and still won the game. So we've got to get some offense going today.
Okay, good luck.
Thank you.
Steve Illingworth, head coach for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Stick around. Stoddard Adams in the play-by-play description up next. It's Hastings and Lincoln Northeast. The game is next.
In the Dugout has been brought to you by Vaughn's Printers, 222 Eastside Boulevard, Hastings. For envelopes, letterhead, brochures, business cards, newsletters, or forms, remember Vaughn's Printers. Stay tuned for the first pitch straight ahead on Hastings Link to Local Sports, 1230 KHAS Radio.
Hi, this is Terry Anstein, President, 5 Points Bank of Hastings. On behalf of our shareholders, directors, and staff, I would like to thank all of our great customers for helping us become the fastest growing bank in Hastings. I would also like to invite everyone in the Hastings area to stop in and visit with one of our bankers and learn how we can be your bank for the long run. Locally owned, locally managed, 5 Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC.
Today's American Legion baseball game is brought to you by KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local businesses supporting local athletics. Now once again, KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
And good morning and welcome to Hastings 5 Points Bank American Legion baseball coverage today here on 1230 KHAS. It's the second day of the Johnny Hop Tournament. Hastings getting set to take on Lincoln Northeast Judd Brothers in their third ball game of the tournament. Yesterday, Hastings knocking off Grand Island Home Federal by the score of 6-5 in their first ball game. And then last night, outlasting the Millard Sox, winning by the score of 4-3. Lincoln Northeast, they played yesterday in Kearney. They lost two Kearney runs by the score of 3-2, and they beat North Platte in their nightcap by the score of 7-6. So Hastings currently 19-25 in the season as they get ready to play here today. Lincoln Northeast Judd Brothers, they come in with a mark of 23 wins and nine losses. Starting lineups today are brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why 5 Points Bank is the better bank. For Hastings 5 Points Bank today, Brady Hoffman will lead off. He'll be out in center field. Matt Overmiller will be the shortstop. He'll bat second. Zach Hollister will be the catcher. He'll bat third. Ryan Bender will be the first baseman. He'll bat fourth. Jose Romo out in left field today. He'll bat fifth. Darren Dice will be on the mound today for Hastings. He'll bat sixth. Brandon Panganiban will be the third baseman. He'll bat seventh. Kyle Stromer will be the right fielder in the number eight hole. And then we got Joel Fritz at second base. He will bat ninth. For Lincoln Northeast Judd Brothers today, J.D. Peterson will be the designated hitter. He'll lead things off. Dylan Gouchard will be your shortstop. He'll bat second. Sky O'Neill will be your right fielder. He'll bat third. Reed Swoboda will be your left fielder. He'll bat fourth. Jesse Roll will be your first baseman. He'll bat in the number five position. Rob Sherrill, the center fielder, batting sixth. Kobe McPipe, the catcher, batting number seven. Then it's Connor Boyle, the second baseman, batting in the number eight spot. And Alex Upa will be the third baseman. He will bat ninth. Again, Lincoln Northeast Judd Brothers coming in very respectable, 23-9 in the season. Hastings 5 Points Bank, 19-25 on a three-game winning streak right now. The starting lineups have been brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings at 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and 322 North St. Joe. Hastings 5 Points Bank, member FDIC. So J.D. Peterson leads things off for Lincoln Northeast Judd Brothers, and after fouling away a couple of pitches, he singles over the head of our shortstop. That is a Matt Overmiller. So Lincoln Northeast already with a base runner here in the top half of the first inning. So welcome to American Legion Baseball, the early morning edition here for a Saturday as we get started in the second day of the Johnny Hop Baseball Tournament here at Duncan Field. Dylan Gouchard, the shortstop, is up there next for Lincoln Northeast. They are dressed in their white uniforms here this afternoon, trimmed and lettered in the black. It'll be Hastings 5 Points Bank dressed in their blue uniforms with their white bottoms. There's a wild pitch thrown here by Darren Dice way over the head of the catcher, Zach Hollister. And running down to second base on the play is going to be J.D. Peterson. So Peterson already in scoring position. He's at second base after a base hit. Now the wild pitch there by Darren Dice and Dylan Gouchard. Has a count of one ball and no strikes to him here at the plate. He is the shortstop for Lincoln Northeast. Sky O'Neill, the right fielder, is due up next. The next pitch is going to be fouled away, and the count goes to one ball and one strike. So Hastings defensively with Zach Hollister behind the plate, Darren Dice on the mound this afternoon, Ryan Bender over there at first base, Joel Fritz at second, Matt Overmiller is at shortstop, and Brandon Panganiban is at third base. Out of the outfield today, you've got Jose Romo out in left field, Brady Hoffman out in center, and Kyle Stromer out in right field for Hastings here in this first ball game. Next pitch is going to be outside and down low for a ball. It's now two balls and one strike. Dice was the losing pitcher last Sunday in the final game of the Mike Peterson tournament in Lincoln when Fremont beat Hastings by the score of 6-2. Hastings will see Fremont in the next ball game at 6:30 tonight in the final game of this Johnny Hop tournament. There's a ball hit the right field. Going back is going to be Stromer. It is over his head. J.D. Peterson is going to round third base. He is coming home and staying at second base with a stand-up double is going to be Dylan Gouchard. So just like that, Lincoln Northeast gets out on top of Hastings. A couple of hard-hit balls there, one by J.D. Peterson for his single, and then a double by Dylan Gouchard brings home Peterson, and it's a 1-0 ball game already. Lincoln Northeast has got the lead. Here's Sky O'Neill coming up there next. He is the right fielder for Lincoln Northeast. He will bat from the left-hand side. So a shaky beginning here for Darren Dice. Dylan Gouchard hits that one hard to a right field. Kyle Stromer could not come down with it out there for Hastings. And just like that, it's a 1-0 ball game. There's a ball hit down the line at third base. It's going to be in foul territory. No balls and one strike now to Sky O'Neill. He'll be followed up by Reed Swoboda, the left fielder, and then Jesse Roll, the first baseman. Lincoln Northeast batting here in the top half of the first inning. With Hastings 5 points back here in this Johnny Hop baseball tournament this weekend. Next pitch is thrown in there by Dice. It's going to be inside. The ball gets away again from Zach Hollister. And running down to third base under play is going to be Dylan Gouchard. So the pitch was inside on the left-handed batter and Sky O'Neill, but that time Zach Hollister could not handle it. And Hastings off to a shaky start here in this ball game against Lincoln Northeast Judd Brothers. 1-0 is the score. Hastings already trailing in the contest. And Sky O'Neill has a count on him of one ball and one strike here at the plate. Bright sunshiny day in Hastings today. The wind's blowing out of the southwest again toward the left field corner as we enjoy a second day of American Legion baseball coverage here from the Johnny Hap tournament in Hastings. There's a next pitch that swung on and missed. So Sky O'Neill now looking at a count of one ball and two strikes. 1-2 the count here to Sky O'Neill, the third batter to come to the plate for Lincoln Northeast Judd Brothers here in the top half of the first inning. Next pitch is going to be a fastball up high. And the count is now even up at two balls and two strikes. So another complete day of baseball action. There will be four games today here at Duncan. Hastings has the first one here at 11 o'clock, and then they got the last one beginning at 7:30 tonight, or actually 6:30 tonight. They'll take on Fremont. Temperature is 78 degrees at game time here this morning. Winds out of the southwest at about 5 miles per hour, as we said, blowing to the left field corner, much like the conditions we had throughout the day yesterday. It's supposed to be a warm one here this afternoon. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. It's going to be fouled away, back over the screen and out of play. So the count remains full of three balls and two strikes. Just underway here today, Lincoln Northeast, Judd Brothers, and Hastings 5 points back. Lincoln Northeast already out on top by a score of 1-0 in this baseball game. Lincoln Northeast with a base runner down there at third base. That's Dylan Gouchard. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. It's going to be up high, and he walks in. So Sky O'Neill gets a walk here in this first inning of play as he heads down to first base. And now Reed Swoboda comes up there next. The numbers on Darren Dice so far this year, he is 3-4 in the season. He has thrown just a shade under 41 innings for Hastings 5 points back this year. He has given up 60 hits, 40 runs. 26 of those have been earned. 18 base on balls, 25 strikeouts. So Dice currently 3-4 in the season as a pitcher. Now he's run into a trouble here in the first inning of play. Here's a runner going from first base and no throw. That time by Zach Hollister as the runner at third base will stay put. The pitch was a strike here on Reed Swoboda, so he's behind on the count of no balls and one strike. But Sky O'Neill runs down to second base with no throw from Zach Hollister. Runners are on now at second and third base for Lincoln Northeast here with nobody on in the top half of the first inning. It's 1-0. Northeast with the lead. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. So it's now one ball and one strike to Reed Svoboda. As the coach mentioned during the pregame show, Hastings a little thin on arms today. Joe Kindig has come up with a injured thumb after sliding into third base last night. His playing status is questionable today. Ben Reimer is already on the shelf with a bad shoulder that he suffered in the Mike Peterson tournament last weekend. So Hastings down to really 10 healthy players here to play these two ball games today against Lincoln Northeast and the opener in Fremont later on tonight. Here's the next pitch. It comes way inside, nearly beating Svoboda in the head as he leans away from that one. And dice all over the place here. Three balls and one strike. There's the count on Reed Svoboda. Jesse Roll, the first baseman, is due up there next. Hastings has not been able to get anybody out here to start the ball game. This is the fourth batter to come to the plate. There's a ground ball to the left side. Matt Overmiller, he can't handle it at shortstop. It's off of his glove into left field. Another run is going to score. And it's now a 2-0 ball game in favor of Lincoln Northeast as Dylan Gouchard comes in from third base to score. Moving over to third base and the play is going to be O'Neill. Reed Svoboda is aboard at first base. It's going to be an error chalked up on Hastings 5 points bank, an error on Matt Overmiller. Could not handle a backhand there at shortstop. So here's Jesse Roll coming to the plate next. He is the first baseman. So 2-0 is the score. Lincoln Northeast has got the lead. They have jumped on Hastings here in this first inning of play. Jesse Roll, the first baseman, will dig into the right-hand batter's box. There's a pitch inside. There's a throw down to first base. That is not going to be in time. And then coming in to score is going to be Sky O'Neill from third base. So Hollister got rid of it this time. The throw was not in time down there at second base. Reed Svoboda gets a stolen base. And in the meantime, the guy from third base, Sky O'Neill, comes in to score. So now it's a 3-0 ball game in favor of Lincoln Northeast. Still nobody out here in the top half of the first inning. And Jesse Roll has a count of no balls and one strike here at the plate. But a runner is on at the second base. There's a strike in there, and it's 0-2. Northeast, as we mentioned, 23-9 here during the Legion season. They also competed during the high school spring season. They were very good. They were in the top 10 most of the year and finished with a mark of 16 wins and 10 losses. Roll stretches out there and fouls away this pitch, and it's still nothing and two to Jesse Roll. So Northeast combined here now has a record, what, of 49-19 in baseball from the spring throughout the summer. So very competitive team we're seeing here in the opener, and they're showing it. It's already a 3-0 ball game. Northeast with a lead. There's a swing and a miss, and now Dice has his first strikeout. Roll way out in front of that one is Darren Dice comes with a changeup there, and Jesse Roll goes down. So now a walk and a strikeout for Darren Dice here in the first inning of play. There's now one man out, and Rob Sherrill comes to the plate next. He is the center fielder. Where's number one in the white uniform for Lincoln Northeast? Here's Darren Dice. He's going to work from this stretch and now throws into the plate. A fastball that stays up high. One ball and no strikes here to Rob Sherrill. Lincoln Northeast with the lead here early on Hastings 5 points bank. Darren Dice working from the stretch as he looks at the runner at second base. Here comes the next one. A curveball there that's going to be in there for a strike. And it is now one ball and one strike to Rob Sherrill. Other games going on today. Grand Island Home Federal will play in the next ball game. They will play Lincoln Northeast at 1:30. And then Grand Island will play Fremont at 4 o'clock in the third game today, followed by Hastings and Fremont at 6:30. Next pitch is way inside for a ball, and Zach Hollister has to go to his left to grab that one. Two balls and one strike now to Rob Sherrill. He is the sixth man to come to the plate here against Hastings in the top half of the first inning. It's already a 3-0 ball game. Next pitch is going to miss as well. Three balls and one strike. So Grand Island Home Federal, they split their two ball games yesterday. They lost to Hastings. They beat the Millard Sox. So Grand Island will be back here for two ball games following this one at 1:30 and at 4 o'clock. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike, and it's now three balls and two strikes. So the count is full on Rob Sherrill. It'll be a Kobe McPipe coming to the plate next. He is the catcher. Taking some practice swings out here in the on-deck circle. Third base, or actually a first base dugout for Lincoln Northeast. And here comes the 3-2 pitch now from Darren Dice. It's going to be outside for a ball, and he walks him. So the second walk given up by Dice here in the first inning of play. And now base runners on at first and second base. As McPike now comes to, or rather McPike comes to the plate. So runners are on at first and second base here. Connor Boyle is coming up there next. Kobe McPipe to the plate for Lincoln Northeast. Runners are on at first and second base, and Darren Dice needs to get out of the jam here in the first inning. Now this could be a long morning here for Hastings 5 points Bank in the opener. Pitch is going to be outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Base runner at first base is Rob Sherrill, and a base runner at second base is going to be Reed Suavoda. Three runs already in for Lincoln Northeast here in the top half of the first inning. And now Darren Dice looks the runner back to second base, takes his position up on the hill, and he'll get sent to go here as he looks for the sign from his catcher, Zach Hollister. He's got it. Pitch is on the way, and he hits him. Now the bases are loaded. A hit batter here is Mike Pike heads down to a first base on the play. This can move to a voto over to third. Sherrill is on at second base. And now Connor Boyle is up there next. And here comes Steve Illingworth out of the dugout already for Hastings. We're not yet out of the first inning of play. You're listening to American Legion baseball coverage today on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming courtesy of Hastings College. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Just a little pep talk there from the coach as he brings the entire infield in for a little conference on the mound as Hastings has struggled here in the first inning of play. After winning two games yesterday, they're currently on a three-game winning streak, their longest since mid-June. Hastings has come out flat here in this third game of the Johnny Hop tournament today. It's like the alarm clocks have not went off yet with this morning ball game. Connor Boyle comes to the plate next. He is the second baseman. He represents the eighth guy to come to the plate here in the first inning against Darren Dyson, Hastings 5 points Bank. And the pitch is going to be down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes as Darren Dice having a problem finding the strike zone here in inning number one. Bases are loaded. Northeast already leading by the score 3-0. Next pitch is going to be a curveball. It's going to be in there for a strike. Just nicks the outside corner for a strike, and it's now one ball and one strike. Alex Upaw is coming up next for Lincoln Northeast. He is the third baseman. Here's the next pitch hit right back to Dice. He's going to go to the plate for one. Hollister goes down to first base. It's going to be a double play. So Hastings gets out of the inning. A 1-2-3 double play, but eight guys come to the plate here in the first inning of play for Lincoln Northeast. They score three runs. Hastings gets out of the inning with a double play to end inning number one. We go to the bottom of the first inning with a score, Lincoln Northeast 3, Hastings nothing.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue. Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun food, TVs, daily specials, weekend food and drink specials. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Open every day at 11, weekends 7 a.m. for breakfast.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at Duncan Field in Hastings. American Legion baseball coverage here today from the Johnny Hop tournament. Lincoln Northeast down on top of Hastings 5 points Bank, 3-0 after the first inning. Northeast scoring three runs on two base hits. Hastings with one error in the initial inning. Two men left on base for Northeast, and now Hastings will try to come back here. Hastings will bat for the first time. Brady Hoffman will lead things off. Matt Overmiller will bat second. Zach Hollister, number three today. Ryan Bender in the number four position. Hastings down 3-0 to begin the ball game. And the pitcher for Lincoln Northeast is going to be Brandon Holscher. As he comes out, he's going to be a right-handed thrower here for Lincoln Northeast Judd Brothers. Hastings now with a team batting average of .299. Brady Hoffman comes to the plate to lead things off for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Here in the bottom half of the first inning, Hoffman is now hitting at a .300 clip. So he will step in here from the right-hand side. Hoffman yesterday was 3 out of 7. He was 3 out of 7 from the plate yesterday in the two ball games against the Grand Island and the Millard Sox. In fact, he had 3 base hits in the ball game against Grand Island yesterday and then was shut out last night against the Sox. Hastings had just 2 base hits in the second ball game last night. So now Brandon Holscher will go to work here. Kind of 1-1 to Brady Hoffman as Brady gets things started for Hastings offensively. Here's the next pitch, a fastball that's going to stay out wide for a ball, 2 balls and 1 strike. So Brady Hoffman up there for Hastings. He's leading the team right now in walks with 19. He's got 39 base hits and 130 trips to the plate. There's a ground ball to Gouchard at the shortstop. A long throw to first base. That's going to be in time. So Brady Hoffman is retired in the play from short to first, and that's going to bring up Matt Overmiller next, the shortstop. Overmiller is now hitting a clip of .352. He's got 43 base hits and 122 trips to the plate yesterday, just 2 for 7 in the ball games here. He had a double, a couple of RBIs, and 1 run scored. Overmiller steps into the right-hand batter's box, and we'll take a look at a pitch down low for a ball. Talked about the Hastings injuries. Overmiller is another guy that continues to play. He's on a gimpy left ankle. And iced that baby in between ball games yesterday. His playing status for last night's ball game against the Millard Sox a little bit questionable, but he decided to go and made it through the 7 innings. Takes another pitch down low for a ball. It's now 2 balls and no strikes. Here's the next one. That last pitch was a strike on the outside corner. This one is back outside, so the count is 2 balls and 1 strike. 2-1 to Matt Overmiller for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Holscher working quickly here for Lincoln Northeast. Next pitch is going to be popped up out the center field. Sherrill goes over and he makes the catch. So 2 up, 2 down for Hastings here in the top half of the first. And now Zach Hollister comes up there next. Hollister, he's also got 19 walks, which is tied for first on the team. He's got 46 base hits and 125 trips to the plate. His batting average is sitting at .368 on the season. Hollister had a rough day yesterday. He was just 1 for 5. Had a walk and was hit once by a pitch. Hollister takes a look at the pitch here. It's going to be down low for a ball. 1 ball and no strikes. Hollister has struck out 10 times so far this year. He's got those 19 walks. 7 doubles and a couple of triples. No home runs with 32 RBIs. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike on Hollister. That's now 1 ball and 1 strike to the catcher for Hastings. Here's the next pitch by Brandon Holscher, and that's going to be down low for a ball. Holscher not wasting any time here for Lincoln Northeast, the pitcher for Judd Brothers. And his windup and his delivery comes inside, nearly hits Hollister, but he leans away from that one. And it is now 3 balls and 1 strike. 3-1 to count to Hollister. Ryan Bender would be next, and then Jose Romo. Hastings batting here in the bottom half of the first inning, trailing by the score 3-0. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, and he walks him. So a 2-out walk here to Zach Hollister. Now Ryan Bender comes up there next. So we're going to have a courtesy runner over there at first base. It's going to be Austin Gittison going to come out now and run for the catcher Hollister with 2 men out. Gittison, another one that's nursing an injury and has not seen a whole lot of playing time here as of late. Ryan Bender to the plate right now for Hastings. As he takes a pitch outside for a ball, 1 ball and no strikes. Bender, 55 for 143. 385 batting average for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Leads in about every statistical category. As he fouls away this pitch as it rolls out down the third baseline. And the count, 1 ball and 1 strike. Bender, he had a rough day yesterday. 0 for 4 at the plate. Had a couple of walks. He was hit by a pitch once. Scored 3 runs. But Bender with a team-high batting average of .385 to start the day today. And here's the next pitch. It's going to be outside. Now a throw down to first base. It gets by the first baseman, Jesse Roll. Back on his feet, going to second base is going to be Ginnison. Rounds the bag at second. He will stay put right there as the ball is brought back to the infield by the right fielder, Sky O'Neill. So the pitch was outside a little bit low, picked up there by the catcher, Colby McPike, as he sends it down to Jesse Roll, as wide of the target in the right field, and Ginnison runs down to second base on the play. Here's the next pitch here by Brandon Holscher, and it's going to be in there for a strike. And Bender is now looking at a count of one ball, or two balls and two strikes. 2-2 the count here to Bender, the cleanup hitter for Hastings. Hastings 5 points back now with a guy in scoring position at second base. That is Austin Ginnison running for the catcher, Zach Hollister, as the next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. It is now 3 balls and 2 strikes. 3-2 the count here to Bender with Jose Romo due up next. Brandon Holscher now working from the stretch. Here's the pitch to the plate. It's going to be popped up. Center field, Rob Sherrill settles under it for Lincoln Northeast and makes the catch. Hastings is out of the first inning of play. They get one walk and a man in the scoring position, but nothing across the plate. No runs, on no hits, no errors, and one man left on base. One inning in a book this afternoon with a score. Lincoln Northeast, Judd Brothers 3, Hastings nothing.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
You're out looking for cars. You pull slowly into the lot. You stop, look, and no one's there. You sigh in relief, ease out of your car, then they come flocking out like wild vultures. Car shopping doesn't have to be that way. At KerrChevrolet.com, you can shop for new and certified pre-owned cars, apply for financing, and get a quote right at your own home. Just go to KerrChevrolet.com and check it out for yourself. Kerr Chevrolet, an American revolution.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at Duncan Field in Hastings. You're listening to the Johnny Hop Baseball Tournament, American Legion Baseball, here today on 1230 KHAS. Hastings, after winning 2 ball games yesterday, they are trailing here to Lincoln Northeast Judd Brothers by the score of 3-0 as we head to the top half of the second inning. In fact, Northeast sent 8 guys to the plate in the first inning of play. This is Alex Yupa, the third baseman. He'll come up here for the first time, and the pitch is going to be inside by Darren Dyson. It gets away again from Hollister, the catcher, back to the screen. 3 runs on a couple of base hits, an error thrown in there in the first inning of play, and Lincoln Northeast was able to score 3 runs. Here's the next pitch by Dice, tapped out in front of the plate, foul ball. So the count is now even up at 1 ball and 1 strike. Grand Island going to play in the second ball game today against Lincoln Northeast. That'll be a 1:30 starting time. Grand Island hangs around for the 4 o'clock game against Fremont. And Hastings will cap things off with a 6:30 ball game against Fremont to cap off the Johnny Hop Baseball Tournament for 2011. There's the next pitch. That's going to be behind the batter, Alex Yupa, and the count is going to 2 balls and 1 strike. So Darren Dice, the starter for Hastings, has been anything but stable here in the first inning plus. The ninth guy to come here to the plate in the first inning or so is Alex Yupa, is up there now for Lincoln Northeast. And he pops this one up. It's going to be in shallow right field. Backing up is Joel Fritz, the second baseman, and he makes the catch. So Joel Fritz gets the first out here in this second inning of play. And now J.D. Peterson comes up there next. He is the designated hitter for Northeast, J.D. Peterson. He had a single up there in the first inning of play. In fact, the first 4 guys in the batting order reached base in that first inning when Lincoln Northeast scored those 3 runs. They had a single, a double, a base on balls, and an error before Jesse Roll finally struck out in the ball game for Lincoln Northeast for the first out. There's a strike delivered up there by Darren Dice, and the count goes to 0 balls and 1 strike. Dice looking in for the sign again from his catcher in Zach Hollister. He's got it, and here's the full windup by Dice. He throws some off-speed stuff to the plate there that sails for the outside corner for a strike. Now 0 balls and 2 strikes. Nothing in two to J.D. Peterson, the designated hitter, batting from the right-hand side. Dice's next pitch is going to miss outside, and the count goes to 1-2. 1-2 the count. Dylan Gouchard, the shortstop, is scheduled up there next for Lincoln Northeast. Here's the next pitch by Dice, hit on the ground. Dice can't grab it. Joel Fritz at second base, charging, and they bobbles the ball. So J.D. Peterson is going to reach here. That's going to be another error on Hastings. They had five of them last night in the ball game against the Millard Sox. They've got two already in the first, one in the third innings today. Joel Fritz couldn't handle that ball at second base for Hastings. Darren Dice tried to grab it coming off the mound. It pops over his glove. Fritz had a chance at second base and could not make the play. Dylan Gouchard comes up there now, tries to lay down a bunt and fouls it away. So nothing and one to Dylan Gouchard. He had a double back there in the first inning of play that brought home the first run of the ball game. And J.D. Peterson, J.D. right now is at first base. Nothing and one to Dylan Gouchard. Sky O'Neill is due up there next for Lincoln Northeast. Hastings already trailing in this ball game by a score of 3-0. There's a throw over the first base. Not in time, is back in there easily with J.D. Peterson. Darren Dice working from the stretch again. There goes the runner at first base. Hollister throws it down there. Now they got the runner tied up between first and second as Peterson goes back to first base and a throw over there, and the tag is made, and he's out of there. J.D. Peterson was on for the bag. He was going on the pitch there, but Hollister right up out of his crouch in a hurry threw a perfect strike down to second base, and then Peterson was caught in no man's land between first and second. They got it back to Bender, and they retire him as Ryan Bender applies the tag at first base. So they pick off J.D. Peterson. And now here's a fly ball to shallow right field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Gouchard is now on the bag at first base. So they pick off the base runner to start off this second inning of play. However, Dylan Gouchard singles to shallow right field. And that's going to bring up Sky O'Neill next, the right fielder. He reached on a base on balls and scored a run back there in the first inning of play. And now Lincoln Northeast with a base runner on at first base. We'll try this again. Darren Dice continues to work from the stretch here. There's a throw over the first base, a little alley-oop throw over to Ryan Bender. That's not going to be in time. Gouchard is back in there. Sky O'Neill is a left-handed hitter here. As he waits on the pitch from Darren Dice, here it comes. Some off-speed stuff that misses. Now they call it a strike. Our home plate umpires, one of those umpires that have those delayed calls, those delayed strikes on his signals. He takes a strike here. No balls and one strike. There's another throw over to first base. Back in there safely was Dylan Gouchard. The count is at nothing and one to Sky O'Neill, the right fielder for Lincoln Northeast. Here's the next pitch by Darren Dice. That's going to be in there for a strike right at the knees. Has now no balls and two strikes. Hastings with kind of a makeshift lineup here in the infield today because of a couple of injuries. Joel Fritz is at second base. Joe Kindig started there yesterday, but Joe slid into third base yesterday, hurt his thumb. There's a bouncing ball to the right side. That's going to be in the right field for a base hit. Around the bag at second, on his way to third. Now coming back to the bag at second is going to be a Gouchard. The throw goes to second base. That's not in time. So Dylan is in there safely. Made a big turn at second base. Had notions of maybe heading for three. And changed his mind and went back to second base. The throw came in from Kyle Stromer to right fielder. To second base, the tag was made, but Gouchard is in there safely. So a single by Sky O'Neill. And now Lincoln Northeast with two men out here in the second inning of play. They've got runners on at first and second base again. This is Reed Svoboda coming up there next. He is the left fielder. He reached on an error his first time up there. And a throw from Darren Dice is going to be in there for a strike. Nothing and one to Reed Svoboda. Just underway here this morning with American Legion Baseball, Hastings, and Lincoln Northeast. There's a swing and a miss. And Svoboda is behind in the count of no balls and two strikes. Talked about the Hastings infield. The outfield is basically in check. Jose Romo, Brady Hoffman, Kyle Stromer from left to right. So nothing and two here to Reed Svoboda. Next pitch is going to be popped up. in foul territory. First base side, Ryan Bender over. A lot of room over here and makes the catch. So Reed Svoboda will foul out to the first baseman in Ryan Bender, and the inning is over for Lincoln Northeast. They score no runs on a couple of base hits, one error on Hastings, and two men left on base. We go to the bottom of the second inning with a score, Lincoln Northeast 3, Hastings nothing.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion Baseball today here on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Hastings trailing Lincoln Northeast by the score of 3-0 as Hastings will bat now in the bottom half of the second inning. It'll be Jose Romo leading things off for Hastings here in this inning, with Darren Dice batting second and Brandon Panganiban, then Kyle Stromer, if one of those guys can get aboard. There's a hard hit ball by Romo. That's going to stay fair. It's going to roll to the wall out in right field. Jose is on his horse. He's around the bag at second, digging for three, and Jose Romo will lead off with a triple here in the second inning of play. Very first pitch, Jose Romo sees something he likes and pounds that one to right field. It rolls to the wall out there at 367 feet away, and Jose Romo is in at third base with a triple here for Hastings. 5 points bank for Romo. That's his fifth triple of the season. So now Hastings has got something going here in the second inning of play. They are trailing in the ball game by a score of 3-0. Darren Dice, the pitcher, comes up there next for Hastings. Dice with a batting average of 256 so far this season, as he takes a pitch down low and outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. So Hastings with their first hit of the ball game, a triple to right field by Jose Romo. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be outside and down low. Two balls and no strikes. Good scoop up there by the catcher, Colby McPike. So Darren Dice, your batter now. He's 30 for 117 so far this year. He has walked 10 times, and he has struck out 15 times. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. And the count now is at 3-0. 3-0 the count here. So Brandon Holzer, who mowed down Hastings in the first inning of play, now running into a jam here in the second. As the next pitch is going to be inside for a strike, 3-1. Darren Dice taking all the way on that one, and it catches the inside corner. So here comes the 3-1 pitch now from Holzer. That ball is going to be popped up, and it's going to be a foul territory back out of play. Dice so far this year has got 7 doubles to his credit, a couple of triples, 1 home run. He has driven home 21 runs. Chance to drive one home right here with a base hit. 3-2. The count here at the plate. Here's the pitch, and it's going to be just outside. And a walk now given up to Darren Dice. That is the second walk of the ball game for Brandon Holzer. And now Hastings has runners at the corners at first and third here in the second inning, with Brandon Panganiban coming up there next. And now running over there for the pitcher, Darren Dice, is going to be Joe Kindig. So Joe Kindig is going to come out and run at first base. Heavily bandaged on his right hand. Again, he sustained a thumb injury sliding into third base last night and is not in the defensive lineup for Hastings. 5 points bank in this ball game today. Would normally play at second base most of the time. So here's Brandon Panganiban to the plate next. He's going to foul his first pitch away. Panganiban so far this year with a batting average of 232. He's got 13 base hits and 56 trips to the plate. 7 walks. He's got 16 strikeouts so far this season. 3-0 is the score. Lincoln Northeast has got the lead, but Hastings has got runners at first and third base and nobody out here in the second. Here's Panganiban trying to bunt one home, and he fouls it away. think Jose was on the move there. Panganiban goes out and at least fouls it away. We saw that a couple of times last night. Millard Sox trying to sneak a couple of runners home, and the batter failed to get that bunt down, and it was not a good thing for the base runner coming down the line. He was in dead man's territory. All the catcher had to do is tag him out. Here comes the next pitch by Panganiban. It's going to be up high this time. And the count goes to 1-2 to Brandon Panganiban, the number 7 hitter in the batting order here for Hastings Five Points Bank. Runners at first and third. Darren Dice, or rather Kindig, is down at first base running for Dice. Jose Romo is down here at third base for Hastings. Now Panganiban goes down and has a quick word with the third base coach down there for Hastings Five Points Bank. That's Dwayne Kolacek. Now here's the ball. It's going to be fouled away again. Back out of play behind us. And the count is at 1-2 to Brandon Panganiban. Kyle Stromer is due up there next. And then Joel Fritz. Hastings trying to come back after granting Lincoln Northeast a 3-0 head start here in the first inning of play. Nobody out for Hastings here in the second. Brandon Holscher on the mound here for Lincoln Northeast, working from the stretch. Throws one to the plate. That's going to be fouled away. So Panganiban has fouled away the last three or four pitches here. Now he'll try his luck again. Looking for something he likes here in the second inning of play to drive home a run here. Jose Romo is just 90 feet away. There goes the runner at first base. The pitch is going to be outside. It's a swing and a miss, and the catcher drops the third strike, and on his way down to first base is going to be Panganiban. So the runner was going from first base. That's Kindig. Panganiban took off for first base on a drop third strike, but he can't do that. First base was occupied, so that's going to be officially a strikeout. The first one of the day for Brandon Holscher. And now Kyle Stromer comes to the plate next. And now there's one man out, and runners are on at second and third base. Stromer sends that one deep into left field. Reed Silvoto goes over near the line to grab it, and it's going to be Jose Romo tagging him from third base to score. As the throw comes in, Al Stromer flies out to the left fielder and Reed Suavota, but he produces a run here. Is coming in to score is going to be Jose Romo. So now it's a 3-1 ball game. Lincoln Northeast has got the lead. And coming to the plate next is going to be Joel Fritz, the second baseman. So Kyle Stromer drives on home with a fly ball to left field. Hastings is on the scoreboard. They're now trailing by the score 3-1 as Joel Fritz comes to the plate now, the number 9 hitter. For Hastings, the ball gets away momentarily from McPike, but staying at second base on the play is going to be Kindig. So Joel Fritz at the plate now for Hastings Five Points Bank. Batting average at .245 on the season. He leads the team in strikeouts with 29. He's got 12 base on balls, 25 base hits, and 102 trips to the plate here for Joel Fritz as he fouls away the next pitch. It is nothing and one to Joel Fritz. We've got the top of the order coming up there next in Brady Hoffman. Hastings on the board now here in this second inning of play. 3-1 is the score. Lincoln Northeast will play Joel Fritz pretty much straight away here. Here's a bouncing ball towards short. Gouchard has got it. His throw over to first base is going to be in time, and the inning is over. So Joel Fritz will ground down to the shortstop. He makes a nice play on the ball. Gouchard moving to his left to grab that one and gets it over to the first baseman, Jesse Roll, and the inning is over. But Hastings scores one run on one base hit, that triple by Jose Romo. No errors on Lincoln Northeast. And one man left on base, two innings in the books here this morning. American Legion Baseball to score, Lincoln Northeast 3, Hastings 1.
Follow the Hastings Legion baseball teams, your favorite Little League and softball teams in the Hastings Tribune and online at hastingstribune.com. And get the latest scores and stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard online anytime. Huskers and national sports too. Click on photos to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. It's easy to subscribe to the Hastings Tribune. Call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Yeah, BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 402-463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of the Hastings and area athletes and teams and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Duncan Field, American Legion Baseball today here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes, they're playing in a tournament in Omaha this weekend. They are 2-0 so far. Last night they beat Omaha Creighton Prep by the score of 8-4. So Russ Kindig and Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes will be back on the diamond at 1230 this afternoon as they play Millard North Deep Mustangs. Area tournaments get underway next week. The juniors will be playing out in Scott's Bluff next week, and the seniors will be playing in Kearney. There's a base hit there for Jesse Roll, the first baseman, right in the right field, right over the head of our second baseman for Hastings, Joel Fritz. Ball is returned here, holds Jesse Roll just a single here. So another base hit for Lincoln Northeast. They've got five base hits already here in this ball game. We're just in the third inning. Rob Sherrill is up there next. He is a center fielder. He worked out a walk in the first inning of play. Hastings Five Points Bank playing in the area tournament next week at Memorial Field in Kearney. We'll have all the action for you next weekend here on 1230 KHAS. First round game will be on Thursday night, and Hastings will be the number 4 seed. They will play the top-seeded Kearney Runza squad. That's an 8 o'clock starting time next Thursday. We'll be on the air with the pregame show at 7:45 here on 1230 KHAS. Bouncing ball to Overmiller at shortstop. He bobbles the ball, and he bobbles the ball again, and everybody's going to be safe. Overmiller trying to turn the double play there. That should have been a routine double play ball there. Overmiller bobbles the ball. Then he decided to go maybe just to first base. He bobbles the ball again, and everybody's going to be safe. So another error on Hastings. That's their third of the ball game already. Everybody is safe as Roll moves down to second. Cheryl is on at first base, and now McPike, Colby McPike, comes to the plate next for Lincoln Northeast. So Northeast has got their first two base runners on the pads here in the third inning of play. A single by Roll, and now Cheryl gets aboard on the air on Hastings. And now McPike squares around the bunt, pulls it back, and now a throw down to second base. That gets through there, but backing up the play is Brady Hoffman, the center fielder. Hollister throws it down to second base. They got through the duel of Matt Overmiller and Joel Fritz. Hoffman was backing up second base, the center fielder. So the runner stays put there at second. 3-1 is the score. Lincoln Northeast has got the lead. Hastings playing their third ball game here, the Johnny Hop Tournament. Hastings currently 2-0. Lincoln Northeast is 1-1. They played their games yesterday over in Kearney. And now McPike is going to be hit by a pitch. So now Lincoln Northeast has got the bases loaded here in the third inning. McPike heads down to first base. Cheryl is on at second base, and Jesse Roll moves over to third base in the play, and now the assistant coaches for Hastings going to make his way back out to the pitcher's mound here to kind of settle down Darren Dice. Kyle Stromer was the guy who came on twice yesterday in relief for Hastings and absolutely shut the door on the Grand Island and also on the Millard Sox last night. As Kyle Stromer picked up a win and a save yesterday, pitched four innings of relief, scoreless relief, struck out four, gave up a couple of base hits and a walk. Again, the only really healthy guy in the dugout right now for Hastings would be Blaine Gatz. But no pitching change right here as the conference is over, and it's going to be Connor Beal coming up there next. He is a second baseman. Connor Boyle, the second baseman, up there next. Kramer Anderson is going to be running for McPike down there at first base. And here's the pitch that will be fouled away. So the count is at one ball and one strike. Connor Boyle is up there for Lincoln Northeast. He's a left-handed hitter. Bases are juiced here in the third inning of play. Anderson is down at first base. Sherrill is on at second base. And Roll is over here at third. Still nobody out for Lincoln Northeast here in this third inning. They're in Dice working from the stretch. Here's the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be outside for a ball, a little bit up high. And it's now two balls and one strike. Boyle wanted to pull the trigger but did not. So 2-1 the count here. Boyle is a number 8 hitter in the batting order for Lincoln Northeast. Hastings not holding the base runners on right now. Bender playing in front of the runner down there at first base. And now we got a strike here, a check swing from Boyle. They say he went around with it, so it's now even up at two balls and two strikes. Bender playing in front of the runner at first. Brandon Pangani went about even with the bag over there at third base. Joel Fritz, the second baseman, shading toward the bag over there. As the next pitch comes to the plate, it's going to be outside for a ball, and it's now a full count. Three balls and two strikes. No place to put Connor Boyle here in the third inning of play. Alex Yupa would be next for Lincoln Northeast. So three balls and two strikes, and nobody out here in the third. And here comes the next pitch from Darren Dice. It's on the way, way outside. He walks home a run here. Boyle is going to head down to first base on the play. Coming in to score is going to be Roll. Sherrill moves over to third base. Anderson is now on at second base. And now it's a 4-1 ball game. Lincoln Northeast has got the lead. As Darren Dice walks home a run here in this third inning of play. Dice walked a guy in the first inning. In fact, he walked two guys in the first inning. He walks his third one right here. He's also hit a couple of batters. And now Alex Yupa comes to the plate next. He is the third baseman. He flew out to second base his first time up there. So three walks and two hit batters here for Darren Dice. There's a ground ball to second. Joel Fritz has got it. He goes to first base. And it's going to be in time. He nearly threw that baby away. Standing on his tippy toes over there at first base was Ryan Bender, but he grabs that ball. So Yupa is retired in the play, but another runner is going to come in and score as Rob Sherrill touches the plate here. That makes it a 5-1 ball game in favor of Lincoln Northeast. Anderson moves over to third base on the play. Boyle is on at second base. Now there's one man out here in this third inning of play as J.D. Peterson will come to the plate again. And the pitch comes inside for a ball. Peterson is up there for the third time here in the third inning. So one ball and no strikes to J.D. Peterson. Is now a 5-1 ball game. Lincoln Northeast has got the lead over Hastings. Northeast still with runners on at second and third base. Here comes the next one from Dice. It's a fastball. That's going to be down low for a ball. So two balls and no strikes to J.D. Peterson. Northeast has got the top of the order up there right now. Runners on in scoring position at second and third base. Darren Dice now working from his full windup. Here he comes to the plate again. It's going to be outside and down low. And now it's three balls and no strikes. So three balls and no strikes to J.D. Peterson. Dylan Gouchard is up there next. He is a shortstop. Northeast putting some more runs on the scoreboard here in the third. There's the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. So three balls and one strike now to J.D. Peterson. Northeast with runners on at second and third base. Here's the next pitch by Darren Dice. It's going to be hit to right field. Backing up is Stromer. Stromer looks up. He grabs the ball. The runner at third base is going to tag. That's Anderson coming to the plate. Here comes the throw in there, and it's not in time. So J.D. Peterson does his job. He gets the ball to the outfield. As he flies out to right field, but tagging up from third base is Kramer Anderson. He's going to come in and score as he was running for the catcher, Colby McPike. So now it's a 6-1 ball game in favor of Lincoln Northeast. Moving over to third base on the play is going to be Connor Boyle. And here comes Dylan Gouchard up there next. He is the shortstop. He's got a couple of base hits already in this ball game. An RBI double in the second, actually the first inning of play, and he had a single in the second. He's also scored a run. Not get a chance to hit one here as he's been hit by a pitch by Darren Dice. The third hit batter in the ball game now for Dice, and that's going to bring up Sky O'Neill next. So runners on at first and third base for Lincoln Northeast. Hastings struggling here against the Judd brothers in their third ball game of the Johnny Hop tournament. Hastings going 2-0 yesterday. Beat a very good Grand Island team in the opener 6-5 by scoring four runs in the seventh inning. And last night, knocking off the Millard Sox 4-3, but Hastings struggling out of the gate here today. They gave up three runs in the first inning, and this has not been the brightest of days for Hastings Five Points Bank. Sky O'Neill comes up to the plate next. He's a left-handed hitter. Runners are on at first and third base. There's two men out here in the inning. Three runs already in for Northeast. The pitch comes inside for a ball. So one ball and no strikes to Sky O'Neill. Reed Suavoda is scheduled up there next. O'Neill represents the eighth guy to come to the plate here for Lincoln Northeast in the third inning of play. Here's a pitch. It's going to be hit right to Bender at first base. He touches the bag, and the inning is over. So finally, Hastings gets out of the inning. Eight guys coming to the plate again for Lincoln Northeast. Eight guys came to the plate in the first inning of play. Same result. They scored three runs in each inning. And Northeast now has the lead over Hastings Five Points Bank after 2.5 innings. Lincoln Northeast 6, Hastings 1.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing, from new construction, remodeling, repairs and service, to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water softeners, and septic tank installation. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Back at Duncan Field, Hastings and Lincoln Northeast here today in the Johnny Hop Baseball Tournament. Lincoln Northeast with a lead over Hastings by the score of 6-1. As Hastings will come to bat now here in the bottom half of the third inning. And Hastings will have the top of the order coming up here with Brady Hoffman, Matt Overmiller, and Zach Hollister. Hoffman, he grounded out his first time up there. As he takes a pitch inside for a ball here. Out there, the throw inning number three for Lincoln Northeast will be the starter, Brandon Holscher, as he stays out there. There's a chopper toward third base. Upa's got it. His throw over to first. That's going to be in time. So Brady Hoffman grounds out here in this third inning of play. And that's going to bring up Matt Overmiller next. So Matt comes up there for Hastings. He flew out to center field his first time up there. So he's 0-for-1 so far today. Overmiller on the season is hitting at a clip of 352. And here's the pitch to him. He hits that one to Upah at third base. He throws it at first. It's going to be low, but it's going to be dug out of the dirt there by Jesse Roll. And two up, two down for Hastings here in this third inning of play as Overmill hits that one right to the third baseman, Upah. Here's Zach Hollister up there next. Hollister is hitting at a clip of 368 for Hastings this year. Second leading batting average on the team this year for Hastings Five Points Bank. Hollister yesterday, 1 out of 5 from the plate. He had a walk, and it was hit once by a pitch. So Hollister will dig in from the right side, and the pitch by Brandon Holscher is going to be outside and down low. One ball and no strikes. Hollister has got 46 base hits this year, 125 trips to the plate. He has walked 19 times, has struck out 10 times. Waits on the pitch. He's going to pop this one up. Shallow left field, going back is going to be Gouchard, the shortstop, and he makes the catch, and that was an easy inning for the pitcher, Brandon Holscher, for Lincoln Northeast. Three up, three down for Hastings here in the third. No runs on, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom or the top of the fourth inning with a score, Lincoln Northeast 6, Hastings 1.
Beeman's Appliances has many brands of new appliances and now also carries GE appliances. Beeman's is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances for refrigeration, kitchen, and laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop local and save money? Beeman's also has a great selection of used appliances and a clearance aisle with low, low prices. For more information, call 462-2311 or stop by 727 East Park Street in Hastings. And remember, Beeman's Appliances services what they sell.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion baseball action today on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Major League scoreboard today. Not a whole lot of action so far, but things will be getting cranked up here momentarily. The New York Yankees will be playing the Tampa Bay Rays in the Bronx. Derek Jeter going for 3,000 career hits today. He's currently sitting at 2,998. So that baseball game gets started here in just a few minutes in the Bronx. Later on today at 3 o'clock over in the National League, you've got the Padres playing in Los Angeles against the Dodgers. You've got the Braves playing in Philadelphia, although it's raining today in Philly. One other game in the American League later on at 3 o'clock today, the Minnesota Twins playing in Chicago against the White Sox. The rest of the action is coming up tonight, including the game between the Tigers and the Royals down at Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City. That'll be a 6:10 starting time tonight. Pre-game show will be at 5:35 today on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. So we've got Lincoln Northeast back up to the plate here in the fourth inning of play, already leading by the score of 6-1. Reed Svoboda, the number four hitter in the batting order, and come on here. Darren Dice lives to see another inning here for Hastings Five Points Bank. And the first pitch to Reed Svoboda is going to be in there for a strike. Nice working quickly now as he sends the next pitch. It's going to be inside for a ball, 1-1. Jesse Roll will follow him, the first baseman, and then Rob Sherrill, the center fielder. So 4, 5, and 6 right in the meat of the order here for Darren Dice. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be hit towards second, and Joel Fritz back on the edge of the outfield grass to grab that one for Hastings. So if Svoboda goes down, and now Jesse Roll comes up there next for Lincoln Northeast. So far today, he had a single back there in the third inning of play. He came around to score in that inning, and he struck out in the first. So he's 1-for-2 today. He'll bat from the right-hand side. Here's the pitch by Dice. It's going to be in there for a strike. So no balls and one strike now to Jesse Roll, the first baseman for Lincoln Northeast. Hastings will play him pretty much straight away. Fritz, the second baseman. Overmiller, the shortstop, playing back on the edge of the outfield grass out there. As the next pitch comes in there, it's going to be down low for a ball. One ball and one strike down to Jesse Roll. Dice throws another off-speed pitch to the plate. That one is tapped down to first baseline in foul territory. One ball and two strikes now to Jesse Roll. And Hastings Johnson Imperial Holmes playing here in about a half an hour from right now. They're in Omaha. They'll take on Millard North Deep Mustangs at 12:30 today. Johnson Imperial Holmes winning last night over Omaha Creighton Prep by the score of 8-4. They are now 2-0 in that Omaha West Side tournament. Here comes the next pitch by Dice, a fastball that stays up high this time. Now the count is sitting at 2 balls and 2 strikes. 6-1 is the score. Lincoln Northeast has got the lead. Northeast with 5 base hits in the ball game compared to only 1 for Hastings. There's a chopper down the third baseline in foul territory. So the count remains at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hastings with 6 base hits yesterday in the ball game against Grand Island. They had 3 in the first 6 innings and then 3 in the 7th inning. They beat Grand Island 6-5. Hastings had just 2 base hits last night in the ball game against the Sox. There's a hard hit ball over the head of Brandon Panganiban at third base in the left field. Picked up by Jose Romo out there. Returned back to the infield. So Jesse Rawl gets his second base hit of the ball game here for Lincoln Northeast. Rob Sherrill comes up there next. He reached out an error back there in the third inning of play. Came around to score a run and had a walk in the first. So he's officially 0-for-1 here today, but he's been on the base pads both times. So Northeast again with a base runner here in the fourth. They have now went down in order so far today in the first 3 innings. They've had a base runner in each inning, keeping the pressure on. Hastings 5 points back, and so far, Northeast winning that matchup. 6-1 is the score. Northeast scoring 3 runs in the first inning and 3 more in the third. Hastings scoring their only run of the ball game in inning number 2. Here's the next pitch by Darren Dice. It's going to be a little bit outside for a ball. And the count is sitting at one ball and one strike now to Rob Sherrill, the center fielder for Lincoln Northeast. Kobe McPike is due up there next, the catcher. One man out for Lincoln Northeast here in this fourth inning of play. The next pitch is going to be up high for a ball. Two balls and one strike. So Darren Dice has walked three guys. He's also hit a couple of guys so far in the first three and one-third innings of this ball game. And Dice continues to struggle out there, but still hanging around here for Hastings 5 Points Bank. There's a quick throw over to first base, and diving back in there is going to be Jesse Rawl. Dice walked two guys in the first inning. Walked his third one in the third. Now the count here is sitting at two balls and one strike, but Dice throws a strike there in the outside corner. And now it is even up with two balls and two strikes. Taking his lead down there at first base is going to be Rawl. Ryan Bender over there defensively for Hastings. Dice looks that way. Waiting, and here comes the pitch. It's going to be golfed out to center field. And Brady Hoffman's going to make the catch out there for Hastings. So Sherrill goes after a low pitch there, like a golfer sends that out to a center field, and Brady Hoffman grabs it out there for Hastings 5 Points Bank. That's the second out of the fourth inning of play. Kobe McPike comes to the plate next for Lincoln Northeast. He was hit by a pitch. In fact, he's been beamed twice. Yeah, McPike has been beamed twice by pitches from Darren Dice. Maybe those guys don't like each other. McPike came around to score in the third inning. Actually, it was in his spot, but Anderson was running for him at that time. He takes a strike here. Nothing and one to Kobe McPike for Lincoln Northeast. Batting here in the fourth inning of play. A runner is on at first base with two men out. Dice's next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. One ball and one strike. And what would a baseball game be with a plethora of trains by the old ballpark here at Duncan? One ball, one strike here with two men out. Dice working from the stretch. Quick throw over the first base. Not in time. Diving back in there is Rawl. Gets his right hand on the bag there. One ball and one strike here to Kobe McPike. Waiting in the right-hand batter's box for Lincoln Northeast. On the pitch from Darren Dice. There's a chopper right by the third baseman, Panganiban, in the left field. Jose Romo picks it up out there. Runner was going on the pitch there. But McPike sends that one right by the third baseman, Brandon Panganiban, in the left field. So that's another base hit for Lincoln Northeast. They've now got, what, eight base hits in the ballgame? Now McPike is going to be run for again. That's going to be Kramer Anderson, I believe, coming out to run for him at first base. So runners are on at first and second now, with Connor Boyle coming to the plate next. Boyle is the second baseman. He'll bat from the left-hand side. 6-1 is the score. Lincoln Northeast with a lead. There's a bunt laid down. Charging is Panganiban, a third baseman. Everybody's going to be safe. A perfectly placed bunt there by Connor Boyle. Right in between third base and the pitcher's mound. And neither the pitcher Dice nor Panganiban, the third baseman, had a chance at that baby. A perfectly placed bunt there by Connor Boyle. And now the bases are loaded. Rawl moves over to third base in the play. Anderson running for McPike, now on at second base. Boyle is on at first. And now Alex Yupaw comes to the plate next, the number 9 hitter in the batting order. He is 0 for 2 so far today. There's a fastball delivered up there by Darren Dice. It's going to miss. One ball and no strikes. Already 6-1 is the score. Hastings can ill afford to give up any more here. The Lincoln Northeast. Eight base hits now for Northeast. There's a chopper down the line at third. It's going to be in fair territory. And Panganiban having problems with it out in foul territory now. And everybody is safe. Alex Yupon sent that one right to Panganiban. It was right on the line at third base. And then it goes ricocheting off of his glove. Panganiban comes over here into foul territory. They're trying to grab the ball and could not do it. And by the time he got things under control, everybody was safe. And another run is going to score. Rawl comes in from third base to score. And that makes it a 7-1 ball game in favor of Lincoln Northeast. Anderson running for McPike, now moving over to third base. Boyle is on at second. Yupaw is on at first base with another error on Hastings. That's going to be the fourth error of the ball game for Hastings 5 Points Bank. And we're just in the fourth inning of play. Now J.D. Peterson comes up there next. He's getting a workout here in this top of the order. Four innings, four at-bats. for Lincoln Northeast. Here's the pitch by Dice. It is going to miss outside, and the count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. Hastings will play another ball game today. It'll be at 6:30 tonight against Fremont. That'll be the final game of this Johnny Hop tournament. The next pitch is way outside by Dice, and it's now 3 balls and no strikes, and no place to put J.D. Peterson. 3 balls and no strikes here to J.D., so probably take all the way here, and Dice has got to come home. Here's the full windup by Darren Dice, throws it in there, and it's going to be a strike, 3 balls and 1 strike. J.D. Peterson just standing there like a statue. 3 balls and 1 strike with 2 men out. Here's the next pitch, and he throws it inside. Did it hit him? Yeah, it hit him. So J.D. Peterson is going to be awarded first base here. Coming in to score in the play is going to be Anderson running for McPike. It's now an 8-1 ball game. The bases are still loaded here in the ball game. Moving over to third base on the play is going to be Boyle. Upaw moves down to second base. J.D. Peterson is at first base. And we're going to have a pitching change coming up here as Steve Ellingworth is going to come out of the dugout. We're going to have a pitching change here for Hastings Five Points Bank. We will take a break. We are in the fourth inning of play. With 2 men out, we'll take a break with a score. Lincoln Northeast 8, Hastings 1.
Hastings College, a place where you can
learn, investigate,
compete,
create,
sing,
play,
study abroad,
collaborate,
leave your mark,
make a difference,
be, belong, become.
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Sidelined from an injury? Recovering from a surgery? Whatever your ailment, physical therapy and sports rehab is the right choice for your physical and occupational therapy needs. We offer convenient hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and our free Saturday morning sports clinic for local athletes from 8 to 10 a.m. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. The people you know and the name you trust. Log on to PTSRHastings.com or at 207 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
So a pitching change here for Hastings. Blaine Gass is going to come on and throw now for Darren Dice. So Blaine Gass out there. Darren Dice goes 3 2/3 innings today for Hastings. Gives up 8 runs so far. 8 base hits, 3 walks, no strikeouts, 4 hit batters. So Blaine Gass out there now for Hastings. Gantz is currently 3-2 on the season. He's thrown 27 2/3 innings, giving up 42 hits, 31 runs. 27 of those have been earned, 20 base on balls, and 31 strikeouts. So Blaine Gantz out there for Hastings now, trailing in the ball game by a score of 8-1. Blaine Gantz threw the other night, and that's a Crete ball game as well. There's a bunt laid down here, and that's going to be bobbled by Hastings as Blaine Gantz tries to come over and field that one. He slips to the seat of his pants. And everybody is safe again as Dylan Gouchard lays down a bunt there to drive home another run for Lincoln Northeast. Boyle comes in from third base to score. Upaw now moves over to third base on the play. J.D. Peterson is on at second. Gouchard is on at first. So that run will be charged to the statistics of Darren Dice. It's now 9-1. Here's the next pitch, hit to Overmiller at shortstop. He goes over to second base, catches the force out. And finally, the inning is over, but a big one for Lincoln Northeast. They explode for 3 more runs here in the fourth inning of play. They've got the advantage now over Hastings Five Points Bank. We'll take a break with a score. Lincoln Northeast 9, Hastings 1.
Hi, this is Terry Anstein, President, Five Points Bank of Hastings. On behalf of our shareholders, directors, and staff, I would like to thank all of our great customers for helping us become the fastest growing bank in Hastings. I would also like to invite everyone in the Hastings area to stop in and visit with one of our bankers and learn how we can be your bank for the long run. Locally owned, locally managed, Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
1230 KHAS.
You're listening to American Legion Baseball today with the Johnny Hop Baseball Tournament at Duncan Field in Hastings. And the score is now 9-1. Lincoln Northeast is out on top of Hastings Five Points Bank as Hastings comes to bat here in the fourth inning of play. Ryan Bender will lead things off for Hastings, and we'll see Jose Romo in the ball game, and then Darren Dice. So numbers 4, 5, and 6 in the batting order. Hastings so far with only one base hit in the ball game. They've been out hit by Lincoln Northeast 9-1. That's the score. Lincoln Northeast 9, Hastings 1. The only hit of the ball game for Hastings so far has been that triple by Jose Romo to lead off the second inning of play. So Bender takes a strike here, and he fouls away a pitch, and it's now no balls and two strikes. So no balls and two strikes to Ryan Bender, the first baseman for Hastings. Brandon Holscher continues to throw for Lincoln Northeast, and now this pitch comes inside, and he beans him. Bender just stood there and takes one for the team there, hit by a pitch as he heads down to first base in the play, and Hastings gets a base runner. That's going to bring up Jose Romo now. As we mentioned, he had that triple to lead off the second inning of play. Romo is now at a clip of 259. He's got 21 base hits and 81 trips to the plate. Romo has walked 14 times. He has struck out 20 times. So Jose Romo to the plate. He was 0 for 5 in the two ball games yesterday that we played here. Here's the pitch to him. It's going to be down low for a ball, one ball and no strikes. Ryan Bender is your base runner down there at first base for Hastings. He's got one stolen base so far this year. Hastings as a team has got 24 stolen bases in 44 ball games. Bender taking his lead right now. Jesse Roll will hold him on defensively as the next pitch comes to the plate. And did it hit him? Yeah, they're going to give Jose Romo first base. It didn't hit him much, but a couple of hit batters now to start off this fourth inning of play. Hastings with runners on at first and second base now. So Darren Dice comes up there next. Dice was the pitcher. He moved to third base. They made that pitching change in the last inning. So now Darren Dice comes up there with a chance to do some damage, get some of these runs back. 9-1 is the score. Lincoln Northeast with a lead. Hastings batting in the bottom half of the fourth inning. So Darren Dice digs in on the right-hand side and backs back out of there. Now he's ready to go as Brandon Holscher gets set on the mound. Runners are on at first and second base. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be down low for a ball. Scooped up there by the catcher, Colby McPike. Four errors again for Hastings. They had five last night in the ball game against the Millard Sox. They were able to overcome those errors last night and pick up a 4-3 win today. Not the same story. Next pitch is going to be down low. Now the ball gets away from the catcher, McPike, over here to the third base side. And Hastings will advance the runners one position here as Ryan Bender heads down to third base. Jose Romo is on at second base. And now the pitching coach for Lincoln Northeast is going to come out here. And we're going to have a little conference on the mound. The entire infield is going to be pulled in here to have a little conversation. So a couple of hit batters to get things started here in the fourth inning. Hastings has now moved runners over to second and third base. There's nobody out. Lincoln Northeast with a 9-1 lead over Hastings Five Points Bank. American Legion Baseball today here on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming courtesy of Hastings College. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So a short little conference there. Been broken up. Everybody stays put. Darren Dice at the plate has a count of two balls and no strikes here in the fourth inning of play. Hastings trailing by 8 runs. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be outside. Now the ball gets away again from McPike and running down from third base and scoring. And the play is going to be Bender. So Bender is going to score on a wild pitch there by Brandon Holscher. So Brandon was just cruising along here in the first three innings. He hits his first couple of batters here in the fourth inning of play. A couple of pass balls, a wild pitch, and bam, just like that, Hastings scores a run here. It is now 9-2. Lincoln Northeast has got the lead. Romo moves around to third base in the play, and now here's a walk given to Darren Dice. So Darren Dice gets a walk. Romo hit by a pitch. Bender hit by a pitch. Hastings has a run in. 9-2 is the score. Now Blaine Gantz comes up there next, the pitcher. So Blaine Gantz comes up there for the first time today. Gantz has a batting average of .293. He's got 12 base hits and 41 trips to the plate. Yesterday in the doubleheader, he was 0-3. There's a ground ball picked up by the third baseman. Upaw goes over to second base for one. Over to first base, that's nine in time, and a run scores. So Gantz gets out of the fielder's choice. Dice is nailed at second. But no double play here, and Jose Romo comes in to score for Hastings. That now makes it a 9-3 ball game in favor of Lincoln Northeast. And now there's one man out here in the inning. And now Kindig is going to come out. He's going to run at first base for the pitcher, Gatz. Stromer comes up there next on the first pitch. Sends that one over the head of Reed Svoboda out in left field. That's going to roll to the wall at 370 feet away. Kindig is around the bag at third. He's going to come home. He's going to score for Hastings. On his way to third base on the play is going to be Kyle Stromer. So Kyle Stromer launches one there for Hastings over the head of the left fielder, Reed Svoboda. Hastings has played another run. It's now a 9-4 ball game. Now Joel Fritz comes up there next. So just like that, Hastings is back in the ball game here. Hard hit ball by Kyle Stromer to drive home a run. Now Joel Fritz comes up there next. He is 0-1 today. He grounded out back there in inning number two. He gets a piece of that one, pops it up. It's going to be over here in the foul territory. Upar goes over there, and he can't make the catch. Shortstop also comes over there, and it falls right in between the two. So Joel Fritz will get new life here at the plate. Hastings has scored three runs here in this fourth inning of play. There's only one man out. Hastings back into the ball game here. They certainly got the offensive punch when they want to here. And now we're going to have another conference here on the mound. Looks like the infield is going to hold one on their own without the coach. So a little conversation going on with the entire infield. They pat Brandon Holscher on the fanny here, and they're ready to go. One man out here in the fourth inning. Now a 9-4 ball game. Hastings trailing in the ball game. But down there at third base is Kyle Stromer. Waiting on the pitch is Fritz, and here it comes. It's going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. Now nothing and two to Joel Fritz. Brady Hoffman would be next. Brandon Holscher working from the stretch. Here comes the next one. They set up on the outside portion of the plate. They throw it right there. They wanted Fritz to chase after that one, and Joel with a good eye there keeps the bat on the shoulder. One ball and two strikes. To Joel Fritz, the second baseman for Hastings. Next pitch is going to be hit into center field. That's going to be a base hit. Hastings scores another run. Kyle Stromer comes in to score. Joel Fritz drives one home there for Hastings, and now it's a 9-5 ball game. Much like the other night against Crete, Hastings really struggled from the plate in the first three innings. Then in the fourth, finally, Hastings got things started offensively, and they cruised to the win over Crete the other night, winning 10-2. Hastings had one hit through three innings, and Hastings has come up with a couple of base hits here in inning number four. Helped along with a couple of hit batters and a base on balls, and just like that, it's a 9-5 ball game. Lincoln Northeast with a lead over Hastings here in this one. Brady Hoffman comes up there next for Hastings. Back to the top of the order again for Hastings 5 points bank. The pitch is in there for a strike, nothing in two. The Brady Hoffman. Over Miller will be next, and then Zach Hollister. So Hastings with a base runner at first base. That's Joel Fritz. Next pitch is going to be down low, scooped up there by McPike, who is looking toward first, but Fritz is back in there. So Brady Hoffman up there for Hastings 5 points bank. Hoffman with a batting average of 256 so far this year. Next pitch is going to get away from the catcher, McPike, and running down to second base on the play is going to be Fritz. So now McPike having problems there behind the plate. Fritz is on at second base now. And the count to the batter, Brady Hoffman, is hitting at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hoffman with 39 base hits and 130 trips to the plate coming into the ball game today, although he's 0 for 2 today. Next pitch is going to be down low again. It's now 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hoffman has walked 19 times so far this year. He has struck out 13 times. And the count is at 3 balls and 2 strikes. 3-2 the count with one man out here in the fourth. Hastings with 4 runs in here in this inning. Next pitch is going to be popped up. It's going to be over here in foul territory. Jesse Roll, the first baseman, he can't make the catch. That was in his glove, and it popped right out of there. He had plenty of room over here. That should have been an out right there. It was right in his glove, and it comes popping out of there. So Jesse Roll gives Brady Hoffman new life here at the plate. 3 balls and 2 strikes. The ball bouncing the right ways here for Hastings here in the fourth inning. Joel Fritz is your base runner at second base. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be hit towards center field. Cheryl comes on. Nope, it's going to be the second baseman going back to grab the ball. It's going to be Connor Boyle and records the out there. So Brady Hoffman will fly out to the second baseman, Connor Boyle, out there in shallow right center field. And now Matt Overmiller comes up there next. Overmiller is 0 for 2 so far today. Overmiller with a batting average of 352 on the season. Yesterday, he was just 2 out of 7 in the 2 ball games played here in the Johnny Hop tournament. And the pitch by Brandon Holscher is going to be outside for a ball, 1 ball and no strikes. So Overmiller represents the 8th guy to come to the plate here for Hastings in the 4th inning. There's 2 men out with a runner on at second base. Next pitch is way outside. And it is now 2 balls and no strikes. Zach Hollister would be next for Hastings. Hollister is standing in the on-deck circle right now with his shin guards on. Waiting for Matt Overmiller to complete his at-bat here. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be hit to deep left field, but that's going to curve over the foul territory. So Overmiller fouls away a pitch here, and the count is at 2 balls and 1 strike now to Matt. 4 base on balls and 8 strikeouts for Matt Overmiller so far this year. He'll play football this fall for Hastings College and head coach Tony Harper. In fact, he could be competing for the starting quarterback's job. We'll see what happens here during fall camp. Coming as a true freshman for Hastings College. Here comes the next pitch from Hosher. A swing and a miss. Big swing there from Matt Overmiller, and now the count is at 2 balls and 2 strikes. 2-2 the count. Hastings still trailing by 4 runs in the ballgame. Hastings 5 points back with a runner on at second base. That is Joel Fritz. Brandon Holscher wicking from the stretch. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to come to the plate, and it just misses inside. Now the count is 4 with 3 balls and 2 strikes. Holscher has thrown a lot of pitches here in the fourth inning. 3 balls and 2 strikes and 2 men out. That base runner on at second base. Fritz with a good lead there. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be up high for a ball, and he walks him. So Matt Overmiller heads down to first base on the play. Holscher walked a man in the first inning. He walked another man in inning number 2. And that's his first man he has walked since inning 2. He's hit a couple of guys, but that's his 3rd walk of the ball game. And now Zach Hollister comes up there next. So Hollister out there, he is 0 for 1 so far today. He had a walk in the first inning of play. Flew out to shortstop in inning number 3. Now Hastings with runners on at first and second base and 2 men out here in the fourth. Ryan Bender has made his way back out to the on-deck circle again. That's where we started this inning a long time ago. There's a pitch in there for a strike on Zach Hollister. Nothing and one to Zach. Hollister now with a batting average of 368 on the season. As he digs in there from the right side and he pops this pitch up. It's going to be in shallow left field. Going back is going to be Gouchard, the shortstop, and he makes the catch. So Hollister flies out to the shortstop to end the inning. But Hastings sends 9 guys to the plate here in the fourth, and they score 4 runs. We head to inning number 5 with a score Lincoln Northeast 9, Hastings 5.
Follow the Hastings Legion baseball teams, your favorite Little League and softball teams in the Hastings Tribune and online at hastingstribune.com. And get the latest scores and stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard online anytime. Husker's a national sports too. Click on photos to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. It's easy to subscribe to the Hastings Tribune. Call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and addition, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 402-463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of the Hastings and area athletes and teams and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at Duncan Field. We head to inning number five here today. It's Hastings trailing Lincoln Northeast Judd Brothers. The score is 9-5. This one's scheduled for 7 here today. Lincoln Northeast with 9 runs on 9 hits. They have no errors, and they've left 9 men on base. Hastings with 5 runs now with 3 base hits. They've committed 4 errors. And Hastings has left 4 men on base. Hastings scoring a run in the second. They get 4 more. They're in the fourth inning of play. Lincoln Northeast scoring 3 runs in the first, 3 in the third, and 3 in the fourth. Blaine Gantz is now the pitcher for Hastings on in relief of Darren Dice, who lasted just 3 2/3 innings today for Hastings 5 points bank. Dice gave up 9 runs, 8 hits, 3 walks, no strikeouts, and he hit 4 batters. So Gantz came on there in the last inning. Through the 2 guys. Gave up a single. Got to Sky O'Neill to ground out. And we're ready to go here in inning number 5 for Lincoln Northeast. And coming up to the plate for the Judd brothers will be Reed Suavoda. They batted around in the 4th. So Reed started things off in the last inning as well. So Suavoda comes up there. He is 0-3 so far today. Reached on an error in the first inning of play. Fouled out to the first baseman in the second. And he flew out to second base in the fourth. So Reed Suavoda is up there looking for his first base hit of the ball game here today as Blaine Gantz will throw into the plate. And that's going to be inside for a ball. 1-0 the count to Suavoda. Jesse Roll will follow him, and then we'll see Rob Sherrill. Blaine Gantz. Another pitch to the plate. That one is going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner, so it's now 1-1. So Gantz coming around quickly. He pitched the other night against the Crete in their 10-2 win, and now he's back out there. Here's one hit off of the handle of the bat. Charging from second base is Joel Fritz, who makes the catch on the grassy portion of the infield. So Gantz jammed him inside. He just got a piece of that one as it's hit off of the handle of the bat. And Reed Suavoda will fly out officially to Joel Fritz at second base. So Jesse Rawl comes up there next. He is the first baseman. He's got a couple of base hits today. He has scored 2 runs. And he has struck out once. As a pitch from Gantz is way inside, it comes all the way back to the screen. 1 ball and no strikes to Jesse Rawl. Hastings will play him pretty much straight away out of the outfield with Romo, Hoffman, and Stromer. Next pitch is to be fouled up over the screen out of play. And it's now 1 ball and 1 strike. Hastings will play 1 more game today. If you want to catch some good American Legion baseball action, it'll be tonight at 6:30. They'll take on Fremont. There's the ball hit to left field. Jose Romo coming on. He can't make the catch as it falls in front of him. So there's another base hit for Lincoln Northeast Judd Brothers. And Jesse Roll is now 3-for-4 out of this number 5 spot. He takes his position now at first base. And Rob Sherrill comes up there next, number 1. Is the center fielder. He walked in the first inning of play, reached on an error in the third, came around to score a run, and flew out to center field in inning number 4. So Sherrill is up there for the 4th time here today. Now facing Blaine Gantz. Here's the pitch by Blaine. It's going to be down low for a ball. 1 ball and no strikes. Again, our next ball game here at Duncan will feature Grand Island against this Lincoln Northeast squad. Then Grand Island will stick around for the 4 o'clock game against Fremont. And Fremont will finish things off with a ball game against Hastings 5 Points Bank in the 6:30 grand finale here of the Johnny Hop Tournament. Next pitch is way up high as Zach Hollister again jumps out of his cross to grab that one. Two balls and no strikes to Rob Sherrill. Lincoln Northeast batting here in inning number five. Base runner is the first base. That's roll. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. And it is now three balls and no strikes. So Gats now behind in the count at 3-0. The base runner already in the base pads here for Lincoln Northeast. Hastings has battled back. Just a four-run deficit right now at 9-5. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be up high for a ball, and he walks him. So a walk given up there by Blaine Gats. Now Lincoln Northeast with runners on at first and second base again. That's the first walk of the ball game for Gats since coming on in relief of Darren Dice. Colby McPike is coming up there next. He is the catcher. He has been hit by a pitch twice today. Last time up, he had a single and scored a run. Also scored a run back there in the third. So McPike officially 1-for-1 at the plate here today. He comes up there with runners on at first and second base, and the pitch by Blaine Gats is going to be inside and up high. One ball and no strikes to McPike. Boyle, the second baseman, is up there next. And now the pitching coach again for Hastings will come out and have some words with Blaine Gats. Darren Dice got the start today. He went 3 2/3. Now Gats is out there. Just a quick little conversation. Back to the dugout we go, and we got runners on at first and second base. Colby McPike digs back in on the right-hand side as Blaine Gats will work from the stretch. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be inside for a ball. Nope, it's going to nick the inside corner for a strike. One ball and one strike here to Colby McPike. Boyle is standing in the on-deck circle here for Lincoln Northeast. Hastings will play McPike pretty much straight away out there as Blaine Gats is going to work here for Hastings as the next pitch is going to be fouled away. And now Gats is ahead on the count of one ball and two strikes. 10 base hits for Lincoln Northeast here in this ballgame today. Northeast battled one of the better teams in the state last night. Kearney runs it toe-to-toe. Kearney winning that ball game in the bottom of the seventh inning on a RBI single by Taylor Fish. Kearney beat this team by the score of 3-2 as the next pitch is going to be outside and down low. Now the count is at two balls and two strikes. Lincoln Northeast came back in their nightcap and beat North Platte last night by the score of 7-6. 9-5 here, Northeast with a lead over Hastings. Here comes the 2-2 pitch from Gats. Called third strike there. Catcher drops the third strike, but Hollister right there just tags him out. So a strikeout there for Blaine Gats. That's strikeout number one for him. He's walked a man. Has given up two base hits since coming on in relief. Now Connor Boyle comes up there next. He is a second baseman. He had a single back there in the fourth inning. Came around to score a run. Had a walk in the third. Was left stranded, and he hit into a double play in the first. So he's officially 1-for-2 so far today. There's a throw to second base. That was close. Overmiller was covering the bag there for Hastings. Applies the tag, but just getting under there. Under the tag was Jesse Roll. Nice move to second base by Gats. Overmiller sneaks in behind him to the shortstop. Now Roll again inches away from the bag there at second base. Bender not holding on the base runner at first. As Rob Sherrill, as Blaine Gats throws one to the plate, it's going to be outside for a ball. It is now one ball and no strikes to Connor Boyle. Lincoln Northeast with two men out here in the fifth inning of play. This one scheduled for 7 today between Hastings and Lincoln Northeast. Northeast jumped on Hastings with three runs in the first inning, and they've been in control most of the way. There's a fly ball to Jose Romo out to left, and he grabs the ball, and the inning is over. So the inning is over as Connor Boyle flies out to left field to end it for Lincoln Northeast. They score no runs, a base hit, no errors, two left. We go to the bottom of the fifth with a score. Lincoln Northeast 9, Hastings 5.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated.
Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Scores, stories, schedules, sports photos. Follow the Hastings and area high school teams and athletes and the Hastings College Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. And online, hastingstribune.com. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, go to hastingstribune.com.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion Baseball here today on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Next week, we've got the Area 7 baseball tournament from Memorial Field in Kearney. Hastings will be the number 4 seed for the area tournament. They'll play the second ball game on Thursday at 8 o'clock against top-seeded Kearney Runza. The other ball game will feature North Platte against Scotts Bluff. That game will go at 5. Losers will play on Friday at 5 o'clock in the elimination ball game. The winners will go at 8 o'clock next Friday night. And we'll have all the games involving Hastings 5 Points Bank from the area tournament next week here on 1230 KHIS. 9-5 is the score here. Lincoln Northeast, Judd Brothers out on top of Hastings 5 Points Bank here in this ball game. Hastings batting in the fifth inning now, bottom of the fifth. And there's a high fly ball. That's going to be in right center field. That's going to be a base hit by Ryan Bender. He's around the bag at first on his way to second base. And Bender gets a double to lead off the fifth inning. Hastings battling back here. They scored 4 runs in the last inning. And now Bender leads off his fifth inning of play with a double to right center field on the very first pitch. Delivered up there by Brandon Holzer. Now Jose Romo is coming to the plate next. Romo, he had a triple to lead off the second inning of play. Eventually came around to score. The first run of the ball game for Hastings was hit by a pitch in the fourth and came around to score a run. Takes a big whack at that one and a swing and a miss. So Hastings still fighting here. It's a 9-5 ball game. That's the fourth base hit now for Hastings in the ball game. The double by Ryan Bender to right center field. Romo behind in the count of no balls and one strike. Here's the next pitch by Holzer. That's going to be on the inside corner for a strike. Nothing and two to Jose Romo. Romo now batting .259 for Hastings. He's got, what, 3 doubles so far this year, 5 triples, and 3 home runs. And now Jose calls a timeout here. Jose Romo also with 13 RBIs so far this season. He's got a man on in scoring position at second base. Next pitch by Holzer just misses. And the count is at 1-2 to Jose Romo. Darren Dice would be next, and then we'll see Blaine Gatz. Taking his lead down there at second is Bender. There's a swing and a miss, and Romo goes down. Strikeout in the ball game here for Brandon Holzer. That's only his second strikeout of the contest. Darren Dice comes up there next. So 2 strikeouts now by Brandon Holzer. He walked a man in the first inning, walked another man in the second. He's got 3 walks, actually 4 walks in the ball game so far. As Darren Dice fouls away this pitch. Darren Dice had one of those walks in the last inning in the fourth. And he also walked in the second inning of play. So Dice with no official at bat yet. Here's the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be outside for a ball. Now 1-1 to Dice. Darren Dice batting .256 on the season. Now got 12 walks and 15 strikeouts this year. Holzer's next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. And it's now 2-1. Lincoln Northeast will play Grand Island Home Federal in the second of 4 ball games today here at Duncan Field. That one's scheduled to start at 1:30 this afternoon. Here comes the 2-1 pitch, the Bender. He sends that one by the shortstop into left field for a base hit. Reed Svoboda picks it up. Coming home is going to be Bender. I think I said Bender on the bat there, but it's Darren Dice as he sends that one right on by the shortstop. Dylan Gouchard gets an RBI single here. That brings home Bender from second base. That makes it a 9-6 ball game now in favor of Lincoln Northeast. And now Blaine Gatz comes to the plate next. So an RBI single there by Darren Dice gets Hastings a little closer here in the fifth inning. And Blaine Gatz comes up there next. He came on there in the fourth inning to bat for Hastings. He is now the pitcher as he relieved Darren Dice to get things started today. So Blaine Gatz is batting now here in the fifth inning of play, trying to help himself out here as he waits on the pitch. Right to the third baseman, Yupa, goes across the diamond again in a double play. Darren Dice off of the bag at first, was heading to second base, and a double play there is a line shot right to the third baseman, Yupa. He goes back across the diamond and doubles up Darren Dice over here at first base. So the inning is over. Hastings scores one run on a couple of base hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the sixth inning with a score. Lincoln Northeast 9, Hastings 6.
People around here understand the importance of caring for one another, of creating a place that's familiar, welcoming, and safe. You take good care of your family, your home, your community. At Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, we'll take good care of you. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, committed to compassionate care.
Protein Design is gearing up for spring sports with great products from Mizuno, Wilson, Diamond, Tachikara, Russell, Majestic, and Richardson. So whether you play club volleyball, little league baseball, or run track, we have what you need for another successful season. Stop in today and see our new retail showroom full of gear to outfit you from head to toe. Don't forget, we do screen printing and embroidery too. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
1230 KHAS.
Major League Baseball action is underway here this afternoon. One game has already got cranked up. Tampa Bay is leading the New York Yankees 1-0. They're in the bottom of the second inning. Derek Jeter going for 3,000 hits today. Starts the day with a 2,998. Other afternoon games going on in Major League Baseball. The Minnesota Twins playing in Chicago against the White Sox. Over in the National League, you've got the Padres playing out west against the Dodgers, and the Braves and the Phillies scheduled to go at 3 o'clock this afternoon, although at last check it was raining in Philadelphia. They could have a weather delay there. It is 9-6 our score now. Hastings back into the ballgame. Lincoln Northeast coming to bat now here in the sixth inning of play. This is Alex Yupa, the third baseman, scheduled up there first. J.D. Peterson will follow him, and then Dylan Gouchard. So numbers 9, 1, and 2 in the batting order for Lincoln Northeast. They face Blaine Gatz and Hastings 5 Points Bank as there's a ball hit down the right field side in foul territory. Hastings has done a good job battling back in this one. Four runs in the fourth inning of play, one in the fifth. Lincoln Northeast has not scored since the fourth inning. They had some base runners there in the fifth, but did not score. Now Yupa has a count of one ball and two strikes here at the plate. In the sixth inning of play here today, first game of four at Duncan Field. This is the second day of the Johnny Hop Baseball Tournament today on 1230 KHIS. Next pitch is going to miss outside, and it just misses. Two balls and two strikes now to Alex Yupa. He is 0 for 3 so far today out of this number 9 position. Reached on an error his last time up there. Flew out once and grounded out once. So two balls and two strikes. Alex Yupa, the next pitch is going to be fouled away. And the count remains at 2-2. Hastings will play Fremont in this next ball game coming up at 6:30 tonight here in this tournament. And then it's on into the area tournament next Thursday in Kearney at Memorial Field. There's a little check swing as it comes over here into foul territory. It's grabbed there by Bender. So Yupa is going to foul out to the first baseman, Ryan Bender. One out here in the inning, and that's going to bring up J.D. Peterson next. Peterson so far today had a single in the first, reached on an error in the second inning of play, flew out to right field in the third, and has been hit by a pitch in the fourth. So 1-for-3 officially for J.D. Peterson out of this leadoff spot in the batting order. As the pitch comes inside from Blaine Gatz, that's going to be a fastball that misses. One ball and no strikes. 10 base hits for Lincoln Northeast so far in the ballgame. Hastings now with 5. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike on the inside corner, and it's now 1-1. Dylan Gouchard would be next, and then Sky O'Neill if Lincoln Northeast can get something going here in inning number 6. Wayne Gatz working quickly. There's a high fly ball out to the outfield. Brady Hoffman, the center fielder, looks up and grabs the ball for the second out. So J.D. Peterson flies out to the center fielder for Hastings. Brady Hoffman, and that brings up Dylan Gouchard next. He is the shortstop so far today. He had a one-run double in the first inning of play. Then he singled in the second. He was hit by a pitch in the third, and he had an RBI single in inning number 4. So he is 3-for-3 so far today. He's been on the base pads all 4 times he's been up there. So he's been a tough out for the Hastings College, or the Hastings 5 Points Bank pitching staff here today. As this pitch comes into play, it's going to be outside the strike zone. 1-0. 1-0 the count to Dylan Gouchard. He's batting here from the right-hand side. Next pitch by Blaine Gatz is swung on and missed. 1-1 now. So 1-1 the count to the pitcher here, or to the batter for Lincoln Northeast, Gouchard. Here's the next pitch. It's fouled away. And the count now is at 1-2. Lincoln Northeast will hang it around. They've got the next ball game against Grand Island Home Federal coming up today. 1:30 scheduled game time. Could be a little bit later than that. Blaine Gantz now working on in relief here of Darren Dice, who got the start for Hastings. Next pitch is going to be fouled away. Gantz worked the other night, like we mentioned, against Crete. Worked 5 2/3 innings the other night. Gave up 2 runs, 4 walks, had 2 strikeouts, and 6 base hits. He's been pretty effective coming on in relief of Dice. Has not given up anything in relief. And there's a called third strike on the outside corner. And Gouchard cannot believe that one. He just stares at the home plate umpire, and a called third strike there. The first strikeout here for Blaine Gatson's coming on in relief. And the inning is over here for Lincoln Northeast. They go down in order for the first time today. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the 6th with a score. Lincoln Northeast 9, Hastings 6.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue. Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun food, TVs, daily specials, weekend food and drink specials. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Open every day at 11, weekends 7 a.m. for breakfast.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Duncan Field, Brandon Holscher comes back out for Lincoln Northeast. He's got 4 walks so far today, a couple of strikeouts. Hastings with 5 base hits in the ball game. But Holscher is staked out to a 9-6 lead here as we head to the bottom of the 6th. But Hastings on a comeback mission here. Kyle Stromer comes up there next for Hastings. 8-9-1 in the batting order here in this inning. Kyle Stromer, Joel Fritz, and then Brady Hoffman. Brandon Holscher on the mound. He rocks and fires. Here's another pitch to the plate. It's going to be down low, and it's 1-1. Kyle Stromer, your batter here for Hastings. He had a towering shot in the last inning, the drive home a run. Ended up with a triple in the 4th inning of play. Also flew out to left field in his first at-bat back there in inning number 2. He reaches after that one in a swing and a miss. Now 1-2 to Kyle Stromer. Hastings down by 3 runs. Looking to win their 4th straight ball game here today. Here comes the next pitch. It's hit on the ground towards short. Gouchard on a couple of hops goes to first base. That's going to be in time. And Kyle Stromer is going to be retired in the play from short to first. Joel Fritz comes up there next for Hastings. Fritz had an RBI single back there in the 4th inning of play and also grounded out his other time up there to the shortstop. So he's 1-for-2 as Fritz comes up there. Now the number nine hitter here in the sixth inning of play. Coupled with the two wins yesterday and that win the other night against Crete, Hastings has their longest winning streak going here since the middle of June. If they can win here, it'd be the longest winning streak of the season. With another game to go later on at 6:30 against Fremont, team that beat them a week ago, 6-2. There's a swing and a miss there by Joel Fritz. And the count is at one ball and one strike. So 1-1 the count to Fritz. He's playing at second base today for the injured Joe Kindig. Here's the next pitch. It's a swing and a miss. And now Holzer is just raring back and throwing some heat here. Here's the next pitch by Brandon Holzer. That's going to miss outside, and it just misses. And the count here on Joel Fritz is sitting at two balls and two strikes. One man out for Hastings here in the bottom half of the sixth. Next pitch is going to be down low. Fritz leaning into that one, and wisely enough keeps the bat on the old shoulder here. Three balls and two strikes now to Fritz. Fritz has a batting average this year of .245. He has walked 12 times. He has struck out a team-high 29 times. And here comes the next pitch, head on the ground toward third. Yupa, who's been pretty solid there, goes across the diamond. It's going to be in time. And Fritz is retired in the play from third to first. Alex Yupa is having a pretty good day today over there at third base for Lincoln Northeast. He's seen plenty of action here. Brady Hoffman comes up there next for Hastings. Hoffman, the number one batter in the batting order here for head coach Steve Illingworth. He is 0 for 3 so far today. Hoffman now in this tournament is 3 for 10. So Brady Hoffman up there now for Hastings. Batting average on the season is right at 300, so he's doing exactly what his season average was here in this tournament. He takes a couple of pitches outside for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. 19 base on balls for Hoffman so far this year. 13 strikeouts. Takes a whack at that one. Hits it down to Yupa, but in foul territory. Two balls and one strike. Hoffman has extra base hits so far this year. He's got three doubles. Got no triples, no home runs. Driven home 12 runs this year for Hastings. The count to him is a two balls and one strike. Next pitch by Holzer is going to be up high for a ball. And it is now two balls and two strikes. Hastings needing some base runners here in the latter part of this ball game. They're trailing still on a score of 9-6. But they have battled back from a 9-1 deficit. That's been kind of the story as of late. Hastings battling back in the later innings. They did it yesterday against Grand Island, scoring four runs to beat Grand Island Home Federal 6-5 yesterday in the first game of this tournament. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. That ball is hit back up to the middle. That's going to be a base hit in the center field, picked up by Rob Sherrill there. So Brady Hoffman has his first base hit of the ball game as he singles up the middle. So Hastings now gets a two-out single, and that's going to bring up Matt Overmiller next. That's six base hits now for Hastings here in this ball game. Matt Overmiller comes up there next. Overmiller is still hitless today. He flew out to center field. He grounded out, and he reached on a base on balls. So he's 0 for 2 so far today. Overmiller for the tournament is now 2 for 9. Overmiller yesterday in the doubleheader had a double, a couple of RBIs, and one run scored. Waits on the pitch here. It's going to be inside for a ball, and it's 1-0. So Matt Overmiller up there for Hastings. His batting average for the season is sitting at .352, 43 for 122 coming to the ball game here today. Next pitch is way outside. And Matt's now ahead on the count of two balls and no strikes. Overmiller has only walked four times in the 44 games that Hastings has played this year. Four walks and eight strikeouts. Here comes a 2-0 pitch, a swing and a miss. And the count now is at two balls and one strike here on Overmiller. Matt with five doubles this year, three triples, three home runs, and 30 RBIs. Hastings with a base runner at first. That's Brady Hoffman. There's the ball hit in the left field. That's going to be a base hit. Reed Svoboda picks it up out there for Lincoln Northeast. So Hastings has got something going again. Matt Overmiller gets a single to left field. Moves along Brady Hoffman to second base. And now Zach Hollister comes up there next. Hollister represents the tying run coming to the plate here in the sixth inning. And now the head coach for Lincoln Northeast is going to come out. And we'll see if Brandon Holzer gets to see a another batter here as the conference is going to take place on the mound. This guy has been out here a couple of times on a discussion mission. He's going to pull the entire infield in again. So Hastings is rallying back again here in the sixth inning of play. They're trailing Lincoln Northeast now by a score of 9-6 after trailing 9-1 early in the ballgame. As this conference continues out there, the home plate umpire looking on. The conference is breaking up now, and Holscher is going to stay out there for Lincoln Northeast. Remember, they got another game coming up here immediately following this one against Grand Island Home Federal. Scheduled to start at 1:30, going to be nowhere close to that. This one is lagging on here. Zach Hollister will come to the plate next for Hastings 5 Points Bank. He is 0 for 2 so far today. Did get a walk back there in the first inning. Flew out to shortstop in the third inning. Flew out to shortstop in the fourth. There's a throw down to second base as the pitch came to the plate. As McPike fires it down there, tries to catch Hoffman out for the bag there. One ball and no strikes here to Zach Hollister. Ryan Bender would be next, and then Jose Romo. Hastings still down by 3 runs here in the ballgame. Holscher working, and here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. Nope, they're going to call it a strike on the outside corner on Hollister. One ball and one strike now to Zach. Hastings with a couple of base runners here in this inning. A single and a single from Hoffman and Overmiller. And now calling the timeout was Hollister as he backs out of the batter's box here. Bright sunshiny day here at Duncan Field at Hastings. Temperature going to be into the 90s later on today. We got 4 games on tap here in the second day of the Johnny Hop tournament today. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be outside and down low. 2 balls and 1 strike now to Zach Hollister. Brandon Holscher is throwing a lot of pitches here as we get into the sixth inning. We'll see how much further he can go here for Lincoln Northeast Judd Brothers. Could be running out of gas here in the sixth. Runners on at first and second. Next pitch is going to be outside and down low again. Backhanded there by the catcher, Colby McPipe. And now the count is sitting at 3 balls and 1 strike. Runners taking their leads. Lincoln Northeast not holding on. The runner over at first base, that's Matt Overmiller. And here comes the next pitch to the plate. He walks him. Pitch is outside and he walks him. So now the bases are loaded. Overmiller heads down to second. Hoffman is on at third. Zach Hollister is now on at first base. And now we're going to have a pitching change for Lincoln Northeast. So a pitching change coming up here for Northeast. And we will have a new pitcher when we come back. We'll take a break with a score. Lincoln Northeast 9, Hastings 6.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company on your side and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
You're out looking for cars. You pull slowly into the lot. You stop, look, and no one's there. You sigh in relief, ease out of your car, then they come flocking out like wild vultures. Car shopping doesn't have to be that way. At KerrChevrolet.com, you can shop for new and certified pre-owned cars, apply for financing, and get a quote right at your own home. Just go to KerrChevrolet.com and check it out for yourself. Kerr Chevrolet, an American revolution.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, A.J. Rust is going to be your new pitcher here for Lincoln Northeast. A.J. Rust will come on for Brandon Holscher, who goes 5 2/3 innings. Brandon gives up 6 runs so far, 7 base hits, 5 walks, and a couple of strikeouts. He hit a couple of batters. And the batters here on the base pads will be charged to his statistics if they get home. Hastings has the bases loaded here in the sixth inning of play. Lincoln Northeast has got the lead 9-6 over Hastings. And at one time, Lincoln Northeast had a 9-1 lead over Hastings. Hastings has scored four runs in the fourth inning of play and one in the fifth. And now they got the bases loaded here in the sixth inning of play, trying to pull off another come-from-behind win here. Ryan Bender coming to the plate for Hastings. Bender has scored a couple of runs today. He had a double his last time up there in the fifth inning, hit by a pitch in the fourth, and he flew out to center field in the first. Here comes the pitch to him from A.J. Rust. It's going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner. One ball, one strike down to Ryan Bender. Don't know what it is about these late innings, but Hastings seems to wait three or four innings before they get cranked up here offensively. Hastings 5 points back now with seven base hits in the ballgame. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be down low for a ball, two balls, and one strike. You're listening to Legion Baseball coverage here on 1230 KHIS. We're at Duncan Field. So two balls and one strike. The bases are loaded here for Hastings 5 points back in the bottom half of the sixth inning. A.J. Russ now in relief. Here's a high fly ball. It's going to stay here in the infield. Looking up is going to be the second baseman, Boyle, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. So Ryan Bender flies out to the second baseman. Hastings with a golden opportunity to add some runs here in the sixth inning and possibly take the lead in this one, but they fly out to second base, and the inning is over. No runs on two base hits. No errors on Lincoln Northeast, and three men left on base. We go to the seventh inning with a score, Lincoln Northeast 9, Hastings 6.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Duncan Field in Hastings as we head to inning number 7 here this afternoon. American Legion baseball action. Hastings 5 points back, trailing Lincoln Northeast Judd Brothers by the score of 9-6. Special note in Major League Baseball, the New York Yankees, the Tampa Bay Rays playing today in the Bronx. Game is tied 1-1 as they are playing in the bottom of the third, but Derek Jeter has already achieved his 3,000 hits. He needed two hits going in his first two at-bats. He got two base hits, so Derek Jeter now with 3,000 career hits. And he's the first Yankee to ever achieve that exclusively. So Derek Jeter records the two hits here in his first two at-bats today as the New York Yankees and the Tampa Bay Rays are playing in the Bronx. Hastings trailing here 9-6, and now Lincoln Northeast coming to bat. It's going to be Sky O'Neill. Also, Reed Swoboda and Jesse Roll, numbers 2, 3, and 4 in the batting order here for Lincoln Northeast to face Blaine Gatz. He's trying to shut the door here for Hastings and maybe give Hastings a chance to come back there in the bottom half of the fourth, or bottom half of the seventh inning of play. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be inside as it comes back to the screen. One ball and no strikes to Sky O'Neill, who's playing out in right field today for Lincoln Northeast. There's a hard hit ball to left center field, and Jose Romo, does he make the catch? Hey, there's a fantastic catch out there by Romo in left field. That robbed Sky O'Neill of an extra base hit right there. Jose Romo goes a long, long way and reaches out over his left shoulder over there and makes the catch out in left center field right in front of the sign that says 405 feet away. So a great catch by Jose Romo out in left field for Hastings. That erases Sky O'Neill out of things here in the seventh inning. And now Reed Svoboda comes up there next. Jose Romo ran a long, long way to grab that one and makes a fantastic catch out there for the first out here in the seventh inning. And now the next pitch from Blaine Gass is going to be inside for a ball. So one ball and no strikes here to Reed Svoboda. I'm watching Jose out there right now. Hopefully he didn't injure himself out there. He might be cramping up out there as he's reaching down, pulling up on his toes, and now doing some stretches out there in left field after he made that long run. Puts the glove back on and gets ready for this next pitch here from his teammate Blaine Gass. And here it comes. It's going to be in there for a strike. One ball and one strike now to Reed Svoboda. Svoboda is still looking for his first hit of the ball game. He's flown out twice to second base. He's fouled out to the first baseman, and he's reached on an error. There's the ball hit down the line at third base, but that's going to be in foul territory. So the count, two balls and two strikes. 2-2 the count to Svoboda. Reached on an error in that first inning of play and was left stranded on the base pads. Lincoln Northeast scoring three runs in the first, three in the third, three in the fourth. Nine runs on the board here. Hastings scoring one in the second, four more in the fourth, and then one in the fifth. There's the ball hit to third base. Darren Dice has it. Goes off to his chest, and he picks it back up and goes across the diamond and gets the out. So Dice has that one ricochet off of his chest there. Keeps the ball in front of him. Pounces on it like a cat and gets it over to Ryan Bender to record the out. So two up, two down for Northeast here in the seventh inning. And Jesse Rawl comes up there next. He is the first baseman. Rawl so far today has struck out in the first. Had a single, scored a run in the third inning of play. Had a single, scored a run in the fourth. Had a single in the fifth inning of play. So he is 3-for-4 today, batting in the number five position. This has been a tough out as well for Hastings 5 Points Bank and our pitching staff. Either Dice or Blaine Gatz who have done the chores here today. Next pitch is going to be fouled back away. No balls, actually one ball and one strike down to Jesse Rawl. Rob Sherrill would be next. Looking ahead to the Hastings half of the seventh, you've got 5, 6, and 7 coming up there. Hastings will need three runs to continue the ball game. There's the ball hit down the line in right field. That's going to curve over in the foul territory. So it curves over in the foul territory, and the count is at one ball and two strikes. Three more games on tap here today at Duncan Field. If you want to check out some good Legion baseball action today in this Johnny Hop tournament, Grand Island against this Lincoln Northeast team in the next game at 1:30. Grand Island will play Fremont at 4. Hastings will play Fremont in the ball game at 6:30 tonight. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be fouled down the right field side, and that's going to be in foul territory. So the count remains at one ball and two strikes. Next action on the radio for Hastings 5 Points Bank will be next Thursday night. We'll be in Kearney for the opening of the Area 7 tournament. Hastings will take on the top-seeded Kearney Runza squad at 8 o'clock. Here's the next pitch. They jam him inside, and it's he goes around with a bat, but I think he got a little piece of that one. It's going to be a foul ball officially. So Jesse Rawl hangs in there, one ball and two strikes. On the air next Thursday night at 7:45 here on 1230 KHIS. Here comes the 1-2 pitch now from Gatz. That one is going to be down low, scooped up there by Zach Hollister. And the count is at two balls and two strikes. So a long game here today between Lincoln Northeast and Hastings. 17 base hits between these two teams. There's a swing and a miss, and Hastings gets out of the inning as Jesse Rawl strikes out, the third strikeout for Blaine Gatz since coming on in relief. So Hastings with a chance here in the bottom half of the seventh inning as Lincoln Northeast scores no runs on no hits, no errors, and nobody left. We go to the bottom of the seventh with a score Lincoln Northeast 9, Hastings 6.
Follow the Hastings Legion baseball teams, your favorite Little League and softball teams in the Hastings Tribune and online at hastingstribune.com. And get the latest scores and stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard online anytime. Huskers and national sports too. Click on photos to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. It's easy to subscribe to the Hastings Tribune. Call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and addition, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 402-463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of the Hastings and area athletes and teams and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we head to the bottom half of the seventh inning. Hastings will need three runs to continue the ball game and four to win it. We scored four runs the other day against Grand Island to win it in the seventh inning, so we'll find out what happens here. A.J. Russ will come out and throw for Lincoln Northeast here in this seventh inning. It's going to be Jose Romo coming to the plate for Hastings to start things off. Then Darren Dice, and then we'll see Blaine Gatz. Gatz has worked extremely well in relief today for Hastings. He's gotten three and a third innings, giving up no runs, two hits, three strikeouts, and one walk. And Hastings with a chance to maybe pull one out here, pull a rabbit out of their hat for another day. 9-6 is the score as we start this seventh inning. Jose Romo to the plate. Romo had a triple back there to start off the second inning of play. He scored a couple of runs today. He's been hit by a pitch, and he has struck out once. He sends that ball to center field. Cheryl backs up, looks up, grabs the ball. So Jose Romo flies out to center field to begin the seventh inning of play. And Darren Dice comes up there next. Dice has walked in the ball game. In fact, he's walked twice. He's had an RBI single. He's one for one officially from the plate. And hopefully Mother has some Tide in between games as white pants nowhere close to being clean here after today's duty here in this ball game against Lincoln Northeast. There's a fastball from A.J. Rust. It's going to be, well, he's saying it hit him. It breezes on by Darren Dice, but they say it caught a little piece of him, so they give him first base here. A.J. Rust hits a batter here in the seventh inning. Now Blaine Gatz comes up there next. Gatz hit into a double play back there in the fifth inning. Reached on a fielder's choice in the fourth, so he's 0 for 2 so far today. Gatz coming to the plate right here with the man out at first base. Hastings needing some base runners. Gatz yesterday in the doubleheader was 0 for 3 with a strikeout. So Gatz is now 0 for his last 5 here in this Johnny Hop baseball tournament. Hastings down by 3 runs, 9-6 with a runner at first base. We're in the bottom of the seventh, the final at-bat here for Hastings. There's a tapper down the line. Upaz got it at third base. His throw over to first, that's going to be in time. So Gatz is retired in the play from third to first. The runner moves along to second base, and now Hastings is down to their final out. Kyle Stromer comes up there next. Stromer, he had a triple back there in the fourth to drive home a run. Grounded out in the sixth inning of play and flew out to left field in inning number 2, so he's 1 for 3 so far today. Stromer on the year is hitting at a clip of just 146. Batting here in the number 8 position. He takes a strike here, nothing and one. So Kyle Stromer up there for Hastings. Did the job on the mound yesterday. Picked up a win and a save in the two ball games against Grand Island and the Millard Sox last night. Playing out in right field today. There's the ball hit back up through the middle. That's going to be a base hit. That's going to score a run. Darren Dice is around third. He's coming home. And it's now a 9-7 ball game in favor of Lincoln Northeast. So Kyle Stromer, he gets an RBI single here. Stromer's now had a triple and a single. A couple of RBIs and a score to run out of that number 8 position. Dice comes around to score for Hastings 5 points back. And it's now 9-7. And here comes Joel Fritz to the plate next. Fritz, he had an RBI single back there in the fourth. Grounded out his other 2 times. He's 1 for 3 today. Trying to look for something here he likes. He takes a strike here on the inside corner. No balls and 1 strike. So it's now 9-7. Hastings at one point trailed 9-1 in this ballgame. They've now battled back with 6 unanswered runs. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. 2 balls and 1 strike. So 2-1 to Joel Fritz here for Hastings 5 points back here in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Fritz with a batting average of .245 on the season. Here's the next pitch. It's swung on and missed. A.J. Rust out there for Lincoln Northeast throwing here in the seventh inning of play. Man is on at first base. Joel Fritz represents the tying run as he comes to the plate here in the seventh inning. Here comes the 1-2 pitch from A.J. Rust. It beans him on top of the head. Joel Fritz is hit by a pitch by A.J. Rust. So two hit batters and a RBI single here in the seventh inning of play. Stromer moves along to second base in the play. Joel Fritz is on at first. Hastings now with the top of the order coming up here with two men out in the seventh inning. And they're trailing 9-7. And now the winning run comes into play in the form of Brady Hoffman. Hoffman had a single his last time up there in the sixth inning. And now he calls a timeout as he backs out of the batter's box. Hoffman is 1-for-4 so far today. Had that single back there in the sixth. He's flown out once and he's grounded out a couple of times. Hastings needing two runs to continue the ball game. Those two runs are on the base pads right now in the form of Joel Fritz at first base and Kyle Stromer at second base. Hoffman takes a pitch inside for a ball here. One ball and no strikes. Hastings had the bases loaded in the sixth inning and did not score. Next pitch comes inside and it beans Brady Hoffman. So Hastings now with the bases loaded here in the seventh inning of play. Unbelievable how Hastings has come back here in the last month or so with some of these games. And now the pitching coach again for Lincoln Northeast comes back out. Hastings came from way back against Grand Island earlier this year. Scored seven runs in the seventh inning and beat Grand Island earlier this year 10-9. Yesterday they scored four runs in the seventh inning to knock off Grand Island again by the score of 6-5. And now the, let's see, we're going to have a pitching change, or are we? We're going to have a pitching change coming up here for Lincoln Northeast here in the seventh inning of play. So a lot of folks going to be moved around here. When we come back, we'll figure out what's happening here as Hastings has loaded the bases in the seventh. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings trailing Lincoln Northeast 9-7.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing from new construction, remodeling, repairs and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water softeners, and septic tank installation. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Beeman's Appliances has many brands of new appliances and now also carries GE appliances. Beeman's is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances for refrigeration, kitchen, and laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop local and save money? Beeman's also has a great selection of used appliances and a clearance aisle with low, low prices. For more information, call 462-2311 or stop by 727 East Park Street in Hastings. And remember, Beeman's Appliances services what they sell.
1230 KHAS.
So Dylan Gouchard is going to be your next pitcher for Lincoln Northeast. He comes on with the bases loaded here in the seventh inning of play. And coming up here for Hastings is going to be Matt Overmiller. So A.J. Rust just goes one inning, gives up one run so far, one hit. He hit three batters. And now Gouchard is out there, the shortstop, as he moves on to the pitcher's mound. It's going to be J.D. Peterson, the designated hitter, is going to slide out there and play a shortstop here. So Gouchard has now got Overmiller in a hole and no balls and two strikes. 9-7, Hastings with the bases loaded here in the seventh inning of play. Final at bat here for Hastings, needing two runs here. Now Overmiller calls the timeout. So no balls and two strikes to Matt Overmiller. So far today, he's got one base hit in three trips to the plate. He's also walked once. Bases loaded here in the seventh. 9-7, Lincoln Northeast with the lead. Dylan Gouchard looks in for the sign from Kobe McPike. Works in the stretch, throws it in the plate. The ball is going to be popped up. First base side coming over. It's going to get out of play. So Overmiller stays in there. Overmiller with a batting average this year at 352. Just needed a little poke here to the outfield. Bases are loaded up here for Hastings. They left the bases loaded in the sixth and did not score. Now they do it again here in the seventh inning of play. Kyle Stromer is down there at third base. Joel Fritz is on at second base. Brady Hoffman is your winning run over here at first base. Overmiller is now in the hole at no balls and two strikes. Dylan Gouchard throwing here for Lincoln Northeast. Next pitch is way up high. One ball and two strikes now to Matt Overmiller. There's two men out for Hastings here in the seventh inning of play. As Matt Overmiller tries to be the hero in this ball game for Hastings Fine Points Bank. Here's the next pitch. It's swung on. That's a deep fly ball to left center field. And that's going to go over the head. One run scores. Here comes the second one. And the third one at Hastings is going to win this ball game. Overmiller slides into third base with a triple. And Hastings comes back. Unbelievable. From a 9-1 deficit, the winning run this time delivered up the winning hit by Matt Overmiller. A three-run triple here in the seventh inning of play. Hastings comes on to beat Lincoln Northeast by the score of 10-9. Hastings again with their late inning heroics. This time it was Matt Overmiller. A three-run triple to left center field. He wins the ball game for Hastings Fine Points Bank. And Hastings gets out of here by knocking off Lincoln Northeast, scoring four runs here in the seventh inning. Hastings wins it over the Northeast by a final score of 10-9. We'll be back after this.
Follow the Hastings Legion baseball teams, your favorite Little League and softball teams in the Hastings Tribune and online at hastingstribune.com. And get the latest scores and stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard online anytime. Huskers and national sports too. Click on photos to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. It's easy to subscribe to the Hastings Tribune. Call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 402-463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of the Hastings and area athletes and teams and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
1230 KHAS.
So for the second straight day, Hastings works it down to the final outs. In fact, Matt Overmiller was down to his final strike. He was behind in the count of one ball and two strikes. And Overmiller, the future Hastings College Bronco football player, launches a three-run triple here in the seventh inning of play to win it for Hastings, as Hastings Fine Points Bank knocks off Lincoln Northeast today by a score of 10-9. Hastings at one point trailed 9-1 in this baseball game. Hastings comes back after three and a half innings and scores four runs in the fourth. They score one in the fifth, and then they score four more in the seventh inning of play, and Hastings beats Lincoln Northeast today by the score of 10-9. In that final inning, Hastings scores four runs on two base hits. They were helped out by a couple of hit batters in there. In fact, three hit batters, four runs on two base hits, no errors, one man left on base. So Hastings scores 10 runs for the ball game on nine base hits. They commit four errors. They leave eight men on base. Lincoln Northeast, nine runs, 10 hits, no errors. They leave 11. Hastings now 20-25 on the season. They're on their longest winning streak of the season. They have now won four games in a row. Lincoln Northeast has just their 10th loss of the season. They are now 23-10. They will hang around and play Grand Island Home Federal in this next ball game coming up in about a half an hour from right now. Hastings 5 Points Bank will hang around. They will play the finale at 6:30 tonight against Fremont. Again, Hastings wins at 10-9 over Lincoln Northeast. Stay tuned. The player of the game coming up in the coach's postgame show. You're listening to American Legion Baseball.
Play-by-play of today's game has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics. Stay tuned. Our postgame report is up next on KHAS Radio, 1230 AM.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
People around here understand the importance of caring for one another. Of creating a place that's familiar, welcoming, and safe. You take good care of your family, your home, your community. At Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, we'll take good care of you. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, committed to compassionate care.
The player of the game is brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Check us out at hastingstribune.com.
Back at Duncan Field, Hastings wins it here by a score of 10-9 over Lincoln Northeast. Judd Brothers, we got our players of the game. Obviously, pretty easy choices here. Grab that one, Mr. Football Player. Matt Overmiller, the winning hit here today, had a three-run triple in his seventh inning of play. Hastings scores 4 runs in the seventh to win it. And, Matt, congratulations on the win. Got to talk about the game-winning hit. Where was that, baby, and what'd you see?
All he really threw me was fastball. Like, he came first pitch, fouled it off, fastball. Then he hit his spot low, and I just froze and missed that one. So 0-2, they threw one high, 1-2, and then fouled one off to first base side, fastball again. And then I was just thinking, I got to make up for my 2 errors. So he gave me another fastball, and it was just right there, really, almost right down the middle. I just swung and hit it, and watch to go.
Circle the bases, even a head first slide in the third base, although the game was over at that point, huh?
Yeah, I didn't know it was walk-off. I slid in the stand on base for a while.
I think the coach will forgive you on those 2 errors, all right? We won't even worry about those.
All right, good.
You guys were, like we were talking, you guys were dead in the water at 9-1 after 3 innings. What is it about this baseball team that you guys wait until about the fourth inning to cranked up?
I don't know. You know, we've kind of been a team, sometimes we start getting down ourselves and we come up flat. Last 3 games, the other team's got the lead right away and we haven't. And I think we've learned, though, as the season went on, that if we play down, it's just going to get worse, you know. You got to bounce back and just forget what happened in the past. And that's what we said, you know. A lot of guys were talking in that fourth or fifth inning. We didn't have a very good inning. Had about 2 errors. And then we came in and said, you know, what happened doesn't matter. At least let's get better for a half a game, not just do nothing the whole game. So then that got 4 runs that one inning, that just got us going.
Yeah, this is not the first time this team has come back, especially in the seventh inning. I remember a game against Grand Island earlier this year. Yesterday against Grand Island, we did it again. Now today we go back-to-back with this seventh inning rally. Huh?
Yeah, it makes the game fun, and it definitely gives us confidence at the end of the game that we can win the close ones.
What are you doing knocking out? You're supposed to be a football player. We'll see you this fall for Hastings College, but kind of enjoying your time here as this baseball season unwinds, huh?
That's right. I'm working on that power a little for football, you know. I think that's what helped me hit that ball.
Coach Harper will enjoy this one, I'm sure. We'll see you this fall.
All right, thank you.
Matt Overmiller, one of our players of the game today with the winning hit here in the seventh inning of play. We'll come back and talk to another player of the game right after this.
Follow the Hastings Legion baseball teams, your favorite Little League and softball teams in the Hastings Tribune and online at hastingstribune.com. And get the latest scores and stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard online anytime. Huskers and national sports too. Click on photos to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. It's easy to subscribe to the Hastings Tribune. Call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
All right, our second player of the game today is going to be Blaine Gantz. He came on in relief of Darren Dice today, who kind of had a rough time out there, giving up 9 base hits. Gantz comes on and gives up nothing. No runs, couple of base hits, 3 strikeouts, 1 walk. He gets the save today. He's now 4-2. Blaine, congratulations. Another great outing for you. What is it about these relief pitchers today in the tournament?
Oh, I don't know. I think they just come out and try to throw first pitch strikes and just try to shove it down their throat a little bit. And we just try to, you know, pick up our game. Like in that fourth or fifth inning over there, we just put me in. Coach I came out and told me just to throw strikes and finish the pitch, and I did. That's what I did.
You just pitched the other night against the Crete. No problem coming around and throwing as many innings as you did today?
Oh, yeah. My arm felt great after today. Darren went out, didn't pitch his best game, but I know he has it in him for next game. But I went down to the bullpen a little bit. My arm felt real good, and Coach put me in and had faith in me. And that's what I did.
You came out of the dugout after a couple of innings. What was the mood down there when you guys fell behind 9-1?
Oh, it was just down. Everyone was just down. And then we huddled up as a team and we said, let's go, guys. We got to pick it up a little bit, get our bats going after that error inning. And so that's what we did. We just hit. Mo had a great hit at the end there. That was awesome. So
you guys now in your longest winning streak of the year, you've got 4 strung together, and it comes at the right time, huh?
Oh, yeah. It's awesome. In our home tournament, our Johnny Hop tournament, coming up on area, it's real big for us playing good in these last few games before area.
Yeah, you guys are going to go in as a number 4 seed next week, but you're going to have a little bounce in your step here after a great performance this weekend, huh?
Oh, yeah, we got to step it up versus Kearney. We haven't beat them this year yet, but we're hoping to beat them our first game in districts. But, yeah, it really helps playing good these last few games. I think we can pick it up a lot in districts here coming up.
Okay, soak up some AC here and get ready for tonight, huh?
Yeah, it feels real nice in this press box up here. It was a real hot day out there, so I'm sweating bullets still.
All right, Blaine, congratulations. Another great relief effort there for Blaine Gantz. Blaine Gantz and Matt Overmiller are players of the game today as Hastings knocks off Lincoln Northeast by the score of 10-9. Stick around. The coach is up next.
The player of the game is brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe to the Tribune, call 402-462-2131. Or online, HastingsTribune.com. Stay tuned. The Coach's Postgame Show is up next on Hastings Link to Local Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Sidelined from an injury, recovering from a surgery, whatever your ailment, physical therapy and sports rehab is the right choice for your physical and occupational therapy needs. We offer convenient hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and our free Saturday morning sports clinic for local athletes from 8 to 10 a.m. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. The people you know and the name you trust. Log on to PTSRHastings.com or at 207 South Burlington in Hastings.
ProTeam Design is gearing up for spring sports with great products from Mizuno, Wilson, Diamond, Tachikara, Russell, Majestic, and Richardson. So whether you play club volleyball, little league baseball, or run track, we have what you need for another successful season. Stop in today and see our new retail showroom full of gear to outfit you from head to toe. Don't forget, we do screen printing and embroidery too. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
The Coach's Postgame Show is brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling of Hastings. Now, here's KHAS Sports Director Mike Will.
So Hastings 5 points back wins this one here this afternoon against Lincoln Northeast Judd Brothers. I spent a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Steve Illingworth, and I don't know what it is, Coach, about the sixth, seventh innings, but you guys have the solution down there in those latter innings.
Well, you know, I'm not a young man the way it is, but these players are getting me older faster. what a comeback. I thought we'd blown our chance there in the sixth with Bender up and the bases loaded, and he pops up, and I'm thinking you don't get many opportunities like that, and then that last inning was something, and the way Overmiller battled to get that pitch that he drove for the triple was fantastic, just because he was down the count 0-2, get through one up in his eyes, he laid off, and then he fouled off a good pitch, and then he hit that pitch. So, you know, I was really pleased with the way our players stayed in the game, stayed engaged, and didn't quit again.
Talk about, we were just talking to those guys, you were down 9-1 at one point. Obviously, the attitude wasn't real good down there at that point, huh?
Well, you know, it wasn't a bad attitude like, we're done, let's, get out of here. It was more of an attitude, I can't believe we gave them those easy runs. And then it was just huge when Gats came in and shut them out, and we got that 4 runs in what inning was that? The fourth, right in the fourth inning, we get those four runs, and all of a sudden, dugout starts getting some life. And so, you know, that was huge that he could do that. And I don't know what it is. I've thrown three starters out there in this tournament. None of them had their A-plus stuff. I hope that's a sign that at area they're going to come back with big games.
Your starters haven't been good. Your relievers have been. Yesterday was Kyle Stromer, and today Blaine Gatz absolutely shut the door.
Yeah, and that's the thing that's just really pleasing to me because, you know, earlier in the year, if the starter wasn't doing it, the guys in relief weren't doing it either, and we were losing some games pretty big. But right now, you know, we're trying to instill that attitude in the pitchers is that plate belongs to them, and don't let that hitter take it away. And that's the way they're approaching it.
You had one hit through three innings again today, and then all your hits occurred in the innings after that. Again, it takes us a while to get going offensively.
Yeah, and I don't know what it is. I mean, whether it's just getting used to the pitcher or whatever, because, you know, I know Overmiller came back from his first at bat, and he said, hey, we're going to hit this guy hard today. Well, we didn't for a long, long time, so I don't know what it is. I wish we could just have that game they put up eight in the first and let me kind of relax a little bit.
We like to take them into the seventh. That's the way games are supposed to be played, huh?
Yeah, well, I the difference between this year and last year, we were 2-8 in one-run games. With this win today, we're 5-6, so we're getting that tougher mentality this year in those close games.
It kind of helped you along there in the seventh inning. Just a simple case there. You walk batters, you hit batters, you're going to give a team an opportunity, and that's exactly what happened for us in the seventh.
Yeah, exactly. And, the guys just never quit, and we're battling. And, you know, I had a good feeling when Overmiller came up because he thinks he's been struggling. What he's been doing is hitting the ball hard right at people. And, you know, that's baseball. And so I felt good with him coming up, even when he was 0-2. I knew he's a competitor, and I knew he would put the ball in play. I didn't realize it'd be a triple, but I knew he'd do it.
We gave him some guff. He's supposed to be a football player, Coach, but I think he's enjoying his last time here
for
baseball.
Yeah, I think he really is enjoying baseball this summer. And, the football helps his baseball, and I think the baseball will help his football because, you know, we do quite a bit of running, and so but in answer to your question, I think Mo is enjoying the season.
He was just showing the coach his power there. Tony Harper, if he was around, he showed the football coach his power here.
Well, Mo is long and rangy, and if he can get that bat extended, he can hit balls far.
Okay, Coach, congratulations. You got one more to go. You got Fremont at 6:30 tonight, then on to the area tournament next week.
Okay, well, I hope we do well. Fremont put one on us last Sunday, 6-2. We're diced through well. We're throwing Bender tonight, and I think we have a good chance.
Okay, good luck. That's head coach Steve Illingworth again. Hastings pulls one out of the hat again, pulls a rabbit out of the hat for the second straight day. They score four more runs here in the seventh inning to beat Lincoln Northeast 10-9. We'll come back and get a final word right after this.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 402-463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of the Hastings and area athletes and teams and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
So Hastings Fine Points Bank comes back from a 9-1 deficit after three innings and beats Lincoln Northeast Judd Brothers with four runs in the seventh inning. The game-winning hit was the three-run triple by Matt Overmiller, and Hastings wins it today by the score of 10-9. Blaine Gatz will be the winning pitcher for Hastings in relief. He goes 3 1/3 innings today, gives up just two base hits, three strikeouts, and one walk. Darren Dice was a starter today. For Hastings, he gave up the nine runs, eight base hits, three walks, no strikeouts, and he hit four batters. Brandon Hosher was the starter for Lincoln Northeast today. A.J. Rust had some time out there. And then Dylan Gouchard was the guy who gave up the game-winning hit to Matt Overmiller. So Hastings Fine Points Bank wins this one. They have now won four games in a row, their longest winning streak of the season. They've got one more game coming up against Fremont at 6:30 tonight. Hastings is now 20-25 in the season. Lincoln Northeast will hang around. They'll play the second ball game against Grand Island Home Federal. It begins here in just a couple of minutes. Lincoln Northeast, that's just their 10th loss of the season. They are now 23-10. The 4 o'clock ball game today will feature Grand Island, Home Federal, and Fremont. And then you've got Hastings and Fremont coming up in the nightcap somewhere around 6:30 tonight. So still plenty of time to come out, catch some good American Legion baseball action here at Duncan Field. We'll be back with the Hastings Five Points Bank baseball team next Thursday in the opening round of the area tournament over in Kearney. That'll be an 8 o'clock start in the first round of the Area 7 tournament against Kearney Runza. Hastings will be the number 4 team, the number 4 seed, but definitely playing their best baseball here at the end of the season. They'll take on the top-seeded Kearney Runza next Thursday night, 8 o'clock starting time, 7:45 for the pregame show next Thursday night here on 1230 KHIS. That'll wrap things up from Duncan Field for us here this afternoon. For my producer and engineer, John Debrin, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good afternoon from Hastings.
The Coach's Postgame Show has been brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling for construction, carpentry, siding, roofing, additions, concrete, drywall, and painting. Call Bill Hamburger Remodeling at 469-8551. You've been listening to Hastings Five Points Bank Baseball, an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.